baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Nine minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Get down on it.
Union dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Come on in.
Get down on
if you really want it.
Get down on
you gotta feel it.
Get down on
get down
it.
On
get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on
get down
it.
On
get down on it.
Get down on it.
8 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Best
7 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know.
Six more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Thank you.
5 more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile, when you say yes, you make me trust I will never keep you from an open door. I know.
More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You will see somebody else around everyone else. They're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me. Tell me why they have to go and make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like somebody else gets to be frustrated.
Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
It is a muggy Tuesday evening. Now it's about a quarter to 6 o'clock in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it's just about time for Frisco Rough Riders baseball. Hi, folks. Chris Jarrett with you on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley with you as well, as Frisco now putting that 10-2 road record back to use on the road, looking to begin their season series against the Tulsa Drillers. Last time out for Frisco, it was back-to-back wins at home against Arkansas. They won 5-0 on Saturday behind a brilliant Jack Leiter start, and then Cole Reagans got the win on Sunday with an 8-2 series finale. Zach, really, really good baseball and a rebound. Really felt like rebound baseball for the Riders, where they lost three of their first four. Going into the weekend, you knew that it would be a tough matchup for them, especially Cody Bradford falling on Friday. You needed good stuff out of your back-end guys in Leiter and Reagans, and you got it.
Certainly did, and I think that's the big thing with this Rough Riders pitching staff is, at the very least, you know you're going to end pretty well at the end of the week with Jack Leiter and Cole Reagans going as your last two starters, and I think that's exactly what you saw. And we talked about it before the game, Chris, that this has been a Rough Riders pitching staff that's been very good and been very talented, but they haven't always gotten the great performances here at the early part of the year because they haven't been able to work through some tough times because of low pitch counts. So Cole Reagans going 96 pitches, that's the most pitches used by anybody in the Texas Rangers organization so far through this young season. And I think that was very telling that as we're in May, we're starting to see these guys get extended and see them being able to battle through some tough situations. And Reagans threw a lot of pitches in that first few innings of that the game on Sunday, and so I think ultimately we're going to see guys starting this go-around get extended a little bit more, and I think that begins with Zach Kenn and what he's able to do here in this start today.
Absolutely. That starts tonight, and a Frisco starting rotation and a bullpen that will be put to the test this week. This is a Tulsa team that dropped 3 of 5 against Wichita on the road. They had to play doubleheader baseball Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Only got 5 of those 6 games in. And so a Tulsa squad that will be looking to bounce back in a big way as they're back at their home ballpark at One Oak Field in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A beautiful skyline of downtown Tulsa. We've got a ball game to be played tonight. We'll step aside, and one of those pitchers, those starting pitchers that we'll hear from next, Justin Slayton joins us on the broadcast with first pitch between Frisco and Tulsa coming up at 6:05 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Welcome to Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's our first trip up here to Tulsa since 2019, and we're joined by Justin Slayton, a starting pitcher for the Rough Riders. And let's start with this first and foremost. How are you adjusting to AA at this point through your first, I guess, month and a half of the season so far?
I've really enjoyed it so far. I mean, it's definitely nice to be up here, you know, playing in Frisco and playing against, you know, better competition, and, you know, seeing a lot of, like, big-name, you know, players that you get to play against and stuff like that. it definitely like kind of has that like a real pro ball feeling, and so far I've been loving every minute.
Where do you feel like you've improved the most from your first start of the season to where you are right now?
I would say just the confidence, even dating back to like last year. Obviously I didn't have the best of years last year, not the year that I hoped that I would have, but I think just after the first start, just kind of seeing, you know, results and seeing good success, it just kind of is like played in every start, you know, since then, from San Antonio to home and then out into Midland. Like every start I just feel like I've just been gaining confidence and seeing good results, and I think that's just like the biggest contributor to the improvement so far.
It seemed like that Midland start was one of your most confident starts that you had on the mound. What really went well for you in those five shutout innings?
I think it was just having a really good plan with David. There's a little bit of comfortability because he caught me every single game last year in Hickory. And so we both knew kind of like what each other liked to do in certain situations. And I know what he's thinking. He knew what I was thinking. We had a good game plan going in. And honestly, it was just an execution factor, just knowing like, hey, this is what we're going to do. Having, our plan A work and not having to get off of that plan, and just seeing the good success early, you know, with what we were trying to do. And, it was just easy to keep going through the second, third, fourth, fifth inning. Just continue sticking to that plan and executing the pitches we were calling.
I think the catching situation is really interesting here with the Rough Riders team as Justin Slayton is joining us, Rough Riders starting pitcher. David, a guy who you've been with, as you said. You have Matt Watley and Jordan Procession and Connor Piatto, who have all caught for a long time. They know the game really well. And I think for David, his talent is undeniable. But talking to Chad Comer and a few other guys here, really him learning the game and how to call the game is one of the biggest things that he's working on. How have you seen his development through that?
Oh, I can't speak enough to what David's done as a player, because when I came into pro ball in 2019, he was there in Spokane with me. And, we obviously, like my first year in pro ball coming in, I was only throwing 1 to 2 innings at a time. So we never really got a chance to really get on a good groove with each other. And going into Hickory, it was just like the same thing, like just an unbelievable talent. Just how do we get it to where we're on the same page and we're seeing the same things? And, about halfway through the year, things started to really click with us. And I mean, I can't speak enough, like I said, to how much I've seen David improve as a player. And I love throwing to him. I love throwing to all of the catchers here, but it is definitely a little nice whenever I look at the lineup card and see David's back there. It's such a comfortability thing, and that's nothing to take away from any of the other guys that we have that are, all outstanding catchers as well. But I definitely do enjoy throwing to David a lot.
It's one of the things you don't really hear a lot about baseball, but it's so important, is the pitcher and catcher relationship. How important is that, not only with David, but in any catcher that you're throwing to, that you have a good rapport and you guys know each other?
Oh, it's extremely important. When you're talking about just being in the groove of a game, a lot of the times when you're up there pitching, you have a plan, and maybe at times like you think you want to throw one pitch, as I'm sitting up there, and it's like in my head, I'm like, okay, let's go fastball here. And then he calls a slider. And then in your head, you're like, yeah, like that actually does make a little bit of sense. Like, let's go with that. So like having that, just the ability to trust in that, in that aspect is definitely huge. And I feel like just throughout spring training was my first time getting to throw to Matt Watley, and then throw into him in San Antonio was the same thing. And all of the pitchers have nothing but great things to say about him too. And so it was very nice. Just like, I know that he's an extremely hard worker and does very meticulous about what he does. And so it's definitely nice knowing that like you're going out there, and that guy back there behind the plate, whether it's David, Matt, Procession or Piotr, like they're going to give you, their best that night. They're going to do their research. And it's an extremely comforting feeling when you're on the mound.
That was Justin Slayton, Rough Riders starting pitcher. We're going to get you part two of that interview when we come back in tomorrow's game. Again, an 11 a.m. game tomorrow. So make sure you tune in for the Education Day here in Tulsa. Looking forward to hearing from Justin Slayton about his career path on his way here to Frisco. We're going to head to a break. When we come back, we'll continue to break this one down as Tulsa and Frisco are getting ready for game one here in Tulsa, Oklahoma on the Riders Baseball Network.
Five, ready, one. Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at 1OK Field in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with the Rough Riders and Tulsa Drillers beginning a six-game series tonight. A 6:05 start time between Tulsa and Frisco. Home plate meeting going on currently between our two managers. Frisco manager Jared Gettert out there speaking with our umpires behind the plate, Isaiah Sparba at third, Ray Patchen, and Hardlin Acosta at first base. And Scott Hennessy, the manager for Tulsa, back for his fifth year with the Drillers. Frisco in those road grays tonight, and they've got the red caps on, and the Drillers in the Dodger affiliate. Drillers blue tops with the LA on the left sleeve and the Dodger numerical font on the back as well, and then the white pants tonight with the blue caps. Really excited to start this six-game series, and let's take a look at our starting pitching matchup first for the Frisco Rough Riders. You just heard from Justin Slayton. He'll appear later this week. Tonight it's Zach Kent, 0-1, 6 ERA. This will be the fourth start of the season for Kent. And for Zach this year, his first two came on the road. The last time out was the best for Zach Kent. He threw 5 1/3 and started a nice stretch for Frisco pitching of starters seeing the six. Zach and I were talking before the broadcast tonight where we went into Sunday's series finale against Midland with no starting pitcher seeing the sixth inning. The Riders, since that Sunday game against the Rockhounds, have now had four, and Kent was one of them. He allows 2 earned runs on 4 hits in 5 1/3 innings. The walks, though, were the biggest issue. 4 walks and just 2 strikeouts. So good in the duration, but trying to trim down the walks tonight. And for the Drillers, it's the right-hander Jose Martinez. Just his first start this year coming in from the Tulsa bullpen. He's 1-0, owning a 4.15 earned run average. 17 1/3 innings of work for Martinez exclusively out of the Drillers bullpen. The native of Caracas, Venezuela, has 8 strikeouts in 17 1/3 innings, exclusively a ball-in-play pitcher, and relies heavily on his defense behind him to make some plays. 6 walks, 8 strikeouts. Batters this season against Martinez averaging a 2.46 average and a whip of 1.27. So looking at Frisco's lineup, they really succeed when they put the ball in play, and so hoping that they can get some base runners tonight on Martinez, a guy that's just making his first start for Tulsa this season. Some other games going on around the Texas League tonight. Corpus Christi and Midland just moments away from their start of their ball game. Arkansas and San Antonio starting an hour from now at 7:05. That one's at the Wolf tonight. And then some games that have already been up and down today. Northwest Arkansas and Wichita already playing at Arvis Ballpark. And it was the Naturals with a 7-4 win over the Wind Surge, who Tulsa defeated in their Sunday doubleheader. It was the only wins of the week for Tulsa last week to go on to get 2 of the 5-game series. And then Springfield hosting Amarillo, another wild score. This time it's 11-10 at Hammonds Field. 27 combined hits, 2 combined errors, and 21 combined runs in that contest. That one not at Hodgetown, so surprising enough.
They brought the offense with them.
Yeah, they did. traveled it pretty well, but it was Springfield to get the win. And it's Amarillo currently in second, and they lost at really opportune time for Frisco in their losses early in last week. The Riders ended with back-to-back wins to end their week last week against Arkansas, and Amarillo now at 14-14 and even 500. The Riders at 17-10, putting them in a good spot. But I think this is the premier matchup in terms of the Texas League this week, Zach. This is a Tulsa team that kind of got denied of playing some games last week. It was bad conditions. But a team that's tied for the top spot no longer, with Wichita at 16-11 and Tulsa at 15-11. But a high-caliber team, and the Drillers taking on the Riders should be a really good series.
I think if you're looking at pure talent as well, these are the two most talented teams in the Texas League, and we'll talk a little bit about the top 30 prospects on Tulsa's side of things as we go forward this week, but ultimately this is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really excited that you're here, and I'm really excited we're here in Tulsa.
10-2 road record for the Riders. All 12 of those games I have not been at, so we're putting that to the record tonight. We'll keep our eyes to see how I do on the road broadcast away from Riders Field. It's national anthem time at One Oak Field in downtown Tulsa. We'll step aside and have Zach Bigley join
Who?
Us. Jack Beagle, your long lost. That's the second time. Zach joins us for the call of the game next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community, first responders, and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th. Let's ride.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness!
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes
makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Frisco Rough Riders are 10-2 on the road, and they're back out on the road to face the Tulsa Drillers here in the first game of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to One Oak Field in downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along on the first game of this six-game set. A 6 o'clock first pitch, and we are ready to go. Johnny Ornelas is in from the right side against the right-hander Jose Martinez, who looks in, has his sign. He's back into his windup, and away we go from Tulsa. It's inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Our first pitch time at 6.07 p.m. here in Tulsa. 85-degree first pitch temperature. The offering in, hit off the end of the bat, squibber up the first baseline and foul, and it's 1-1. 93-degree feels like temperature with 66% humidity. I know my partner is thrilled about that.
feeling every bit of it.
Overcast day here in Tulsa as the Rough Riders face the Dodger affiliate for the first time since 2019. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. He blew a fastball by Johnny Ornelas, and it's one ball and two strikes on the Rough Riders leadoff hitter. The Rough Riders did not make a trip here last year, and they did not play the Drillers at all last year, whether it was at home or on the road. So good to see the Dodger affiliate. Here's the wind back in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him down low and inside with a good sinker. One away on the first strikeout from Jose Martinez. Top half of the first inning. No score. Just underway here in Tulsa.
Well, we talk about Martinez, a guy that's not a high strikeout guy. Comes in and K's arguably the best bat on the Riders lineup in Johnny Ornelas. So a really solid start for the righty.
He winds back. Deals home to Foscue. Fastball slips up high and inside. One ball, no strikes. You mentioned not a high strikeout guy. That's just his ninth strikeout all season in 17 and two-thirds innings. He peels back, offers in. Fastball, strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's one ball and one strike on Foscue. Martinez making his first start of the season, eighth overall appearance. He peels back, offers in. Foul ball. Back behind home on the ground, and it's one ball, two strikes. 1-0 record, a 4.15 earned run average. Really making a spot start because of some crazy bad luck weather-wise up in Wichita for Tulsa. Offering home. Chopper, third base side, high one to Hosey. Picks, throws onto first. Just in time to get him. Hardly Acosta. The first base umpire punches him for out number two. Oh, that was a high chopper. A Baltimore chop. Off the plate, Cody Hosey, the third baseman, waited for it to come down. He already had his feet set by the time it was in his glove, and he delivered a strong throw across the diamond to get Foscue. And there are two outs here in the first inning for Jose Martinez, the pitcher. Dustin Harris climbs in from the left side. First left-handed batter for the righties, or for the Rough Riders against the righty. Here's the windback and the offering in. Fastball simmers high, and it's one ball and no strikes. On the season, we mentioned those eight strikeouts coming into today for Jose Martinez. Six walks as well, he offers. Top of the zone, a called strike. Count flattens at 1-1. Opponents hitting 246 against him coming into this one as he squares his shoulders to home plate, winds in the 1-1. Harris watches low and away, two balls, one strike. Defense behind Martinez, James Outman in left, Jaron Kendall in center, Andy Pajes is in right field. Cody Hosey at third, Jacob Amaya at short, Michael Bush has second base, Justin Yurchak is the first baseman. As the offering comes home, it's in there, a called strike on the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's two balls, two strikes. Hunter Fiducia is the catcher behind the plate today here in game one for Tulsa. The pitch, a hard liner foul right side, hits off the netting, and encapsulates the ballpark from behind home all the way down each line. Two balls, two strikes still on the Riders' left fielder. Two outs, base is clear, no score here in the first inning. One back in the offering. Hard liner again, foul right side. Nearly to the same spot, and it's still two balls, two strikes on Harris. Rough Riders with their road gray uniforms today. Frisco across the chest with the red RR ball cap on their forehead. Tulsa Drillers are the home white pants. Dodger blue tops with drillers across the chest in the cursive script. Offering home. Just inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes now. This will be the 8th pitch to Harris with 2 outs and the bases clear. Blue ball cap as well with the Tulsa T on the forehead. The right-hander back into his wind. The payoff pitch. High fly ball deep down the right field line. It is foul. Home run distance out onto the street in right field. But Dustin Harris just got out in front of it and hooked it foul. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes, and we'll see a 9th pitch in this at-bat.
Boy, a lot of foul balls for Dustin that he's yanked down that first baseline. And you're certainly right. That one would have easily cleared the bullpen, tucked in the right field line, and maybe would have one-hopped out of here.
Just got foul, though. So still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Martinez delivers. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Martinez wins the battle, and he pitches a 1-2-3 first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. The guy who doesn't strike out anybody has 2 strikeouts. Home half of the first coming up. Zach Kent on the hill, and we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. We're online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent out of the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between the Riders and the Drillers. Jacob Amaya stands in from the right side of the first pitch. A swing and a miss and a good offering off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Kent will face Jacob Amaya, Michael Bush, James Outman here in the top three. He's back into his wind, and the righty's 0-1. Hard ground ball back up the middle. Foscue, the second baseman, picks from behind the bag, throws onto first, and just gets Amaya, the shortstop for Tulsa. One away, and here's Michael Bush. Nice play from Foscue, ranging to his right. Already in the pole side shift, he was closer to second than he would normally be. Made the play, and on the shortstop side of second base, he was able to throw on to first for the out. One out here in the first inning, and Michael Bush stands in, the left-handed batter. First pitch, swing and a miss, and a good pitch down low and inside. 0-1. Zach Kent will go fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. Closed off from the windup, he winds back and deals. Foul at the plate right between Garcia's legs, the catcher for the Rough Riders, and it's 0-2. Kent really described as an elite four-pitch pitcher. He winds back in the 0-2. Just off the outside corner, missing. Fastball just outside. It's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Kent is able to locate his slider. Makes it very difficult for opponents. The 1-2. Just off the outside edge, missing with that slider, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. The slider will be in the high 80s to even low 90s if he throws it hard enough with a fastball in the mid-90s. He peels back in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him upstairs with an elevated slider. And Kent picks up his first strikeout of the day. There are two outs here in the first inning for James Outman.
That's exactly what that swing from Michael Busch, Zach, showed, is a high off-speed sliding pitch, and started, I think, with a fastball swing, and then looked like he was trying to adjust at the last second. So good use of pitches there, and then good use on the slider, like you said.
First offering into James Outman. Slider just outside. One ball and no strikes. And usually Kent doesn't want to have that pitch up in the zone, but it worked in that instance. Two outs, bases clear. No score here in the first. The right-hander, the 1-0 toss. A high fly ball deep down the right field line, hooking foul with home run distance. Another one out into the street. And it's one ball and one strike. Zach Kent coming into today, 0-1 with a 6 ERA, making his fourth start for the Rough Riders this year. He peels back and issues in the 1-1. High off the outer edge, two balls, one strike. The defense behind him looks like this. Dustin Harris in left, Josh Stowers in center, Sandro Fabian in right. Dio Edias has third, Johnny Ornelas is the shortstop. Justin Foskey already made a play at second, and Blaine Krim is the first baseman. Offering in, inside, three balls, one strike. David Garcia puts down the signs for Zach Kent, the 24-year-old standing at 6'3", 208 pounds. Former ninth-round selection by the Rangers back in 2019. He nods yes at his sign, back into his windup, and the 3-1. Grounder foul, first base side. Three balls, two strikes now, and the number 17 prospect in the Dodgers organization. This is a stacked lineup that features six top 30 prospects in the lineup alone. Not to mention the numerous pitchers that they have sprinkled all over that top 30 list on this roster. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Another slider from Zach Kent. His second strikeout in the first inning. And it's a 1-2-3 frame. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders and Drillers. No score as we go to the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness! Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
What a first inning for both these starting pitchers. Jose Martinez, a couple strikeouts in the top of the first. Zach Kent matched him with a pair of Ks in a 1-2-3 first as well. Ezekiel Duran in from the right side. Right-hander Jose Martinez winds and fires. Duran chops it foul, third base side, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders and Drillers, no score as we go to the top of the second. And the Rough Riders' first trip to One Oak Field since 2019. Martinez, the 0-1. Off the outside edge, missing with a breaking ball. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders were slated to open the season at home against the Tulsa Drillers in 2020 before the season was canceled. Wind back, 1-1. Hard liner into right center field. Kendall chasing after it. Can't get it. It splits the gap all the way to the wall. Duran around first on his way to second. He's thinking three. He turns on the afterburners on his way to third, and he slides in safely. Leadoff triple for Ezekiel Duran here in the second. And you could see him hit that extra gear and just burn on his way to third. Duran with another extra base hit. Already leads all minor league baseball with 13 doubles, three homers to go along with that. And now he adds a triple. Rough Riders in business, nobody out, runner at third. his first triple of the season. Blaine Krim in from the right side from the stretch. The offering it off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders did not make the trip here last year or to Springfield or to Wichita, for that matter, from the stretch. The right-hander's pitch. Krim swings, comes up empty on a pitch down low and inside. One ball, one strike. With the six-game series instituted last year, the Rough Riders did not see quite a few teams at both their home and away ballparks. And it's the same thing this year as well. 1-1 on the way. Grounded foul at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. Rough Riders didn't see Tulsa or Wichita at all last year, let alone come here. And it was funny looking at the roster before this game. Rough Riders only have one personnel member or player that has been here in this building with the Rough Riders, and that's Jeff Andrews, the Riders pitching coach, who's in his eighth season here in Frisco. Martinez readies and delivers. Off the outside corner, two balls, two strikes on Krim. Runner at third is Ezekiel Duran. Rough Riders and Drillers scoreless here in the top of the second. Frisco trying to find their first run here in 3 years. The pitch. Strike three called. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Krim goes down looking. He has a few choice words for Isaias Barba, the home plate umpire, as he walks back home to the dugout. Third strikeout for Jose Martinez. One away in the second, and David Garcia stands in now. Remember, as we mentioned in the first inning, Jose Martinez entered just about 18 innings pitched. Eight strikeouts this year. He already has three so far. From the stretch, first pitch. Garcia watches outside. One ball, no strikes. A heater at 95 for Martinez. The heater is very hard, as they would say, very heavy. Good sinking action. He induces a ton of ground balls. He readies from the stretch and delivers. Soft tapper up over the hill. That'll get the run home. The shortstop, Amaya, cuts in front of the second base bag. Fields throws onto first and gets David Garcia for the second out. But Ezekiel Duran comes in to score, and the Rough Riders are on the board. They lead 1-0. RBI ground out to the shortstop for David Garcia. And Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate. Well, the Rough Riders do strike first. Pick up that first run today. That is big for Frisco. When they score first this season, they're 13-4. Martinez delivers to Stowers. It's high and off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Missing with an elevated slider. Stowers back in from the right side. The 1-0. Fouled straight back to the screen. One ball, one strike on the Rough Riders center fielder. 1-0 Frisco over Tulsa in the second. Stowers had a really tough series against Arkansas. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Currently riding an 0-16 at the plate. Didn't come up with a hit in that series. 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still one ball, two strikes. Stowers came in on fire, hitting .340 into that series. The average has dropped to .258. 1-2. High and tight. Backs him off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. It's the ups and downs that you go through here in a season. Stowers currently in a lull, but he'll snap out of it. 2-2. Low off the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes. Stowers has been very good for the Rough Riders on the road this year especially. We're hoping he can jumpstart some things here in Tulsa. 3-2. He lines it hard, foul, third base side. Still three balls, two strikes. At home, Stowers a .572 OPS, well below average. You want to be in the .720 range for an average player. On the road, though, an over 1,000 OPS, which is fantastic. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him on a slider inside. And Martinez picks up his fourth strikeout already through two innings. Rough Riders do get on the scoreboard, though. One run on one hit. No errors and nobody left on base. A triple for Ezekiel Duran and an RBI ground out from David Garcia puts the Rough Riders up 1-0 as we go to the home half of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business struggling from inefficiencies during the workday? We're talking workflow woes, document deviation, print service problems, or any kind of digital solution distress? Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution, big or small. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For the last 25 years, we have been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and the rest of North Texas, and are certainly proud to be partnered with the Frisco Rough Riders.
After a six-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride! The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent fires on home. It's popped high down the left field line and foul. And it's 0-1. Ryan Ward starting things off in the second. 1-0 Riders here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Zach Bigley joined by Chris Jarrett. Very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on what is just a beautiful Tuesday, if not a little bit humid here in Tulsa. Kent nods yes to the sign from Garcia. Peels back in the 0-1. Max Ward off the plate. And it's one ball and one strike. Ward, the designated hitter, tied for second in the league with 9 home runs, along with his teammate Michael Bush. 1-1 pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. It's a Tulsa Drillers team that has a ton of power. They're second in the league with 38 long balls this year. You think 38 in 27 games, that's a lot. Not even near what Amarillo has done, though. 2-1. Chopper to second. Foscue fields head high and shallow right field and throws on to first for the first down. Kent gets Ward grounding out to second. Andy Páez stands in now. In from the right side. The number 4 prospect in the Dodgers organization. The right fielder off to a slow start, hitting just .229. 2 homers, 19 RBIs. Wind back in the offering in. Takes low off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Andy Páez, spelled like pages, but pronounced Páez. 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, 2 balls, no strikes. Amarillo, second in all of minor league baseball with 51 home runs in 29 games. Ridiculous numbers. 2-0 toss. Fly ball down the right field line. Long run for Fabian in towards the corner, and he watches it go foul. 2 balls, 1 strike. This is a Dodger-affiliated lineup with the Drillers that is kind of the antithesis of what the Rough Riders have been this year. Rough Riders have been a really good contact team, high batting average, putting the ball in play. 2-1 on the way. A hard liner down the left field side and foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders have hit some home runs, but not a power team by any means. Rough Riders have been in the 270 to 280 range in terms of their team batting average, which is top 3 in the Texas League and top 15 in all minor league baseball. Kent back into his windup, and he offers in the 2-2. Breaking ball settles high and inside, 3 balls, 2 strikes. While on the other side, Tulsa is 8th in the Texas League in batting average, hitting .240 as a team, but has a lot of home runs. They're second in home runs, so... Two very different approaches to the offensive side. Two teams that are both well above .500. And a pitch clock violation on Zach Kent, and that's ball 4. So Kent stepped off the rubber and didn't get a reset from home plate umpire Isaias Barba, who's now explaining to him. And an automatic ball for ball four to Andy Pahans. Justin Yurchak stands in now. Rough Riders lead 1-0. Bottom half of the second inning. First base runner against Zach Kent is a walk on an automatic ball. Pahans leads off of first. And here's the offering in. Fastball sits on the belt on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Good fastball from Kent, 94 miles an hour. He'll be at the 94 to 96 mile an hour range with the heater. Infield up the middle, a double play depth for the Riders. He kicks in the 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Yurchak, the number 30 prospect in the Dodgers organization, which, per usual, is absolutely stacked. One of the best organizations in all of baseball. 1-1 toss. Line foul left side. Just up over the netting off the fascia guarding the sweet level down to the stands, and it's 1-2. It's a Dodgers organization that has been competitive at the big league level for years, pretty much for the last 12 or so years. 8 consecutive division crowns in the NL West. The set. And Kent's pitch. High off the outside corner, 2-2. And yet every single year they seem to have a loaded system at the minor league level. And it's no different this year. A lot of these guys here in Tulsa find themselves as prospects. Kent's 2-2. Hard grounder foul, first baseline. Still 2-2. As we go forward in this series, we'll be sure to delve into some of their stories, as a lot of them have really good stories to go along with their immense talent. This is, as Chris mentioned in the pregame show, a premier matchup between these two. The offering home off the outside corner. Counts run full at 3-2 on Yurchak. One out, runner at first, 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second. Kent looks in for his sign. He's got it. From the stretch, the 3-2. Runner takes off. Grounder to first. Krim fields and steps on the bag, but no play on at second base as Pahez was on the move. So putting the game in motion stays out of the inning-ending double play. There's a ground ball right to Blaine Krim, who was holding on the runner Pahez at first base. So right down the line. Green assisted for the second out. Runner at second. And Cody Hosey stands in now. Hosey, the third baseman. Right-handed hitter, Kent's pitch. Swing and a miss. Good curveball off the outside corner. 0-1. Kent trying to pitch out of a little bit of trouble. First man aboard. First man in scoring position as well in this game. 0-1. Grounded to short. Backhanded by Ornelas. He takes his time, flips it on to first, and he gets it for the final out of the second inning. Easy play to end things. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base. Rough Riders carry their 1-0 lead at the top of the third from One Oak Field in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a 6-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Rough Riders taking on the Drillers for the first time this season. As we go to the top of the third, it's 1-0 for the play-by-play. First time on the road. Here's Chris Jarrett.
Okay, Zach. Appreciate it. And it's Frisco with a 1-0 lead over Tulsa as we start the third, as Zach says. Right-handed starter Jose Martinez back out on the hill for the Drillers. Righty-righty to Dio Edias. First pitch, tight inside, and it hit him. It breezed Edias back. He threw the hands up, and you could certainly hear a little bit of a tip and a contact sound, and that's exactly what Isaias Barba behind the plate heard as well. So one pitch from Jose Martinez, and he plunks Dio Edias. Runner at first for the bottom of the order in Sandro Fabian. Martinez has been fairly solid aside from the leadoff triple he gave up to Ezekiel Duran. That's the only hit, no walks. He had four strikeouts. Righty-righty to Fabian. Martinez sets, kicks and throws. It misses outside. One ball and no strikes to the Riders' right fielder tonight. Fabian working in the bottom of the order with Johnny Ornelas on deck. The 1-0, wave and a miss. And Martinez back on track with his first swing and miss. An arm that we mentioned had been really heavily favored in terms of a ground ball, ball put in play, out recorder. 1-1. Chopper foul towards the Riders' dugout. Kicks off the screen above their heads. Now 1-2 with Martinez in front. Eddie is at first base in a 1-0 Riders lead. Righty-righty as Martinez comes home. Low and outside. 86 miles an hour. The count's now even to Fabian. Two balls and two strikes. And we mentioned not a lot of strikeouts for Martinez. Well, here he is tonight with four Ks. 2-2. Tapper foul behind the plate. And Fabian staying alive. Nobody gone in the top of the third. Martinez in his first start of the season. Throws back to first, and Edias, no slide. He hot foots his way back in. And he's there safely. Coming set at the belt. Two balls, two strikes. Comes home. Lofted high in the air out to left field. Outman going back to the wall. He watches it leave and it's gone. Edias and Fabian jogging the bases on a two-run shot from the right fielder Sandro Fabian to extend the Riders' lead in the third. 3-0 Frisco and Tulsa. Third shot of the season for Fabian. And it gives the Riders the lead on the road. Should say it extends that lead. Second extra base hit of the ball game. With Duran's triple to begin the second. Martinez plunked Edias with a pitch. And now Fabian back to a loud Riders dugout. Top of the order and Johnny Ornelas, the first pitch. Missed low and outside for ball one. Ornelas, a four-pitch strikeout victim, 1-0. That looked like same spot and a tough catch of the corner for a called strike one. Martinez, first inning, three up, three down, two strikeouts. 1-1. Missed in the same exact spot, and it's now two balls and a strike. Second frame for Martinez, a leadoff triple, but two strikeouts, an RBI ground out. 2-1, wave and a miss. Ornelas chasing. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Two-run shot for Sandro Fabian to give Frisco a 3-0 lead over Tulsa in the third. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ornelas having a tough time of seeing the ball out of the hand of Jose Martinez. As he sits him down on strikes. 371 average in Johnny Ornelas. There's the first out of the third for Martinez. His fifth strikeout already, but the lone two hits belonging to the Riders. A triple to Ezekiel Duran, and the third homer of the season, a two-run shot for Sandro Fabian. Now here's Justin Foscue. First pitch, catching the outer edge for a called strike one. Foscue this season, since joining the Riders, the batting average back up above 300, 0-1. Back up the middle, just past Martinez, but to the shifted Bush behind second base. He'll throw to first. And a quick out, number two. Foscue a ground out to the left side of the infield in his first at-bat. And now a dribbler off a hop, right back up the middle in the third for the second out. Dustin Harris coming to the plate with nobody aboard and two gone. Same situation he faced back in the first inning. A righty-lefty matchup to Harris. Martinez turns and throws. Missed high, little inside, ball one. A nine-pitch at-bat has by far been the longest duel for Martinez in the game tonight. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Harris got a good inside pitch, but as Zach mentioned earlier, good sinking action on the heater from Martinez. And Harris was over top the next pitch. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Same pitch for strike two. And Harris will step out from the left side. Dustin with the black cleats. White batting gloves. What looks like a blue handle on the all-black bat. Sitting 1-2, Martinez comes home. Outside, fastball at 95 from the right-handed starter, 2-2. Break-even pitch. Watched it run low. Popped out of the glove of Hunter Fiducia for ball three. Now a full count to Dustin Harris. Riders have poked in two more runs on a two-run shot from Sandro Fabian. It's 3-0 Frisco. 3-2. Inside for ball four, he lost him. First walk allowed by Jose Martinez tonight. He plunked Edias as the leadoff man to begin the third. Now a walk sees the inning continue. No action in the Tulsa bullpen, and everybody kicking back in the Riders' pen. Right field is where you see both teams' bullpen, home and opponents, or I should say visitors. First pitch to Duran is a high chopper up the third base line and fair. And a snap throw from Hosey to first is not going to be in time. Duran on the first pitch down the first baseline and an infield single for the designated hitter. Already four total bases for Duran tonight as he legs out the infield single.
Chris, with that hit, that's now five consecutive multi-hit games for Duran. You think he's hot right now?
Driller's pitching coach, Ryan Denick, coming out to have a word, and it just continues for Ezekiel Duran. You mentioned not really a slugging team, but you've got the guy that leads the league. Picked up his first triple today, but that was close. We get another look on the monitor. Another high chopper off of Martinez, a guy that's going to get a lot of bouncing balls with most of his pitches finishing low in the zone. Dustin Harris, before walking, his swings and misses were over top of pitches. Coming into today, a roster move by the Riders as Frisco welcomed back Dio Edias. His first game played since April 28th. A rude welcome back. He got hit by a pitch. Here's Blaine Krim, the first pitch to him. Flutters high, a little outside for ball one. Not a fun way to come back, but I'm sure he forgot about it. Jogging around the bases with Sandro Fabian, maybe 15 feet behind him. They were right next to each other, just about. 1-0 to Krim. Way outside. Martinez really starting to use a lot of pitches in the third. Two balls and no strikes to the first baseman, Blaine Krim. He went down watching in the second. Ezekiel Duran, another multi-hit game, is at first. Dustin Harris at second. 2-0 to Krim. Hot ground ball up the middle. Bush, the second baseman there, on a running throw to first, is in time. Two-out walk, two-out base hit by Dustin Harris and Ezekiel Duran, but that'll do it. A two-run shot for Sandro Fabian, his third of the season. And it's a 3-0 Riders lead with Zach Kent back out on the mound when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr.
Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right-handed starter Zach Kent's back out on the mound. He's got a nice three-run lead to work with. 8-9-1 due up for Tulsa as his first pitch misses high for ball one. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you from One Oak Field in downtown Tulsa. Crisco riding a two-game winning streak, as is Tulsa entering this series. Two of the best teams in the Texas League. 0-1, should say 1-0, is a hot grounder foul up the first baseline. The catcher Hunter Fiducia standing in for the first time today. Just seven batters faced by Kent, and no hits allowed to this point. 1-2-3 in the first, as he got Amaya to turn one over. And then back-to-back strikeouts on Michael Bush and James Outman. 1-1. Outside, missing high and away. Two balls and a strike to the catcher, Fiducia, who's riding a 716 OPS with three homers, but just a 184 average. Two balls and a strike from Kent. Catches. And it evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes, 84 miles an hour. Righty-lefty matchup as Kent motions home. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him at 86 and picks up his third strikeout of the night. Cuts down the leadoff man for his third straight inning. The center fielder, Jaron Kendall's next. We've been talking about the slider for Zach Kent, and he used it as his go-to pitch to retire Fiducia. Kendall tries to flash a bunt, pokes off the top of his bat, and kicks off the backstop behind home plate, 0-1-1. Last time out for Zach Kent, his longest start of the season. You could say his best start of the season. 0-1 to Kendall. Upstairs, and it pulled Garcia out of the crouch at 92. 1-1. The first two starts for Kent came away from Riders Field. Four innings against San Antonio. Next pitch. 1-1 is in there. 85 for a called strike two. One out, nobody aboard. The 1-2. Called strike three. Got him down watching at 89 miles an hour. The off-speed post back-to-back K's. And again, it's the slider for strike three. 89 is really hot for a slider to come in. And Kendall looked like he was just gazing on the 1-2 offer. Top of the order and the shortstop, Jacob Amaya, the pitch. High and away for ball one. Boy, if that slider for Zach Kent is flirting with 90 and the fastball at 95. 1-0. Pops out of the glove of Garcia on an inside pitch. Two balls and no strikes. Frisco off to a good start to extend their two-game winning streak. with a 3-0 lead over Tulsa. 2-0 pitch. Amaya backs off from the right side, and it misses high and in. 3-0. Kent, after the April 12th appearance in San Antonio, made another start in Midland, but it was 2 weeks later. He missed the middle home series against Northwest Arkansas on the IL. 3-0, down and in for ball four. Second walk allowed by Kent. The first one was to Andy Pajes in an automatic base on balls on a 2-2 count. Kent thought he stepped off. Isaias Barba granted the right fielder Pajes first base. And a really animated Zach Kent disagreed. Michael Bush at the plate now, the second baseman. Ready for the first pitch from Kent. Pops it high in the air, a jam shot to shallow center. Ornelas underneath it, waving everybody off, and he makes the catch. One pitch to Michael Bush, and Kent retires him on the pop-up to shallow center field, and a two-out walk is left stranded. So the score holds, and we go to the fourth inning with Frisco in front, 3-0 over Tulsa on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to team up with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. Beginning on Cinco de Mayo, the Riders will take the field in select games as Los Quesos Frisco. Fun Cup is specifically designed to help teams connect with their fans to embrace the culture and values of their Hispanic and Latino communities. Los Quesos Frisco gear is available now. Get yours today at Riders Outpost or online and find more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back with you to start the fourth inning from One Oak Field in downtown Tulsa. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you in a 3-0 Riders lead as we see Jose Martinez, the right-handed starter for the Drillers, back out on the mound. And he hasn't really allowed that much damage aside the three hits. The second one came with two outs and was stranded in the third. Here's David Garcia, the first pitch. Outside for ball one. The other two, both of them extra base hits. And they both come in to score. Of course, one of them a two-run shot to Sandro Fabian. Of course he came in to score. 1-0. Outside. Now two balls, no strikes to Garcia. Frisco sends 6-7-8. Garcia, Stowers, and Edias. In the top of the fourth. 2-0 pitch. Missing outside. Boy, just missed the outer edge. On a fastball at 91 from Martinez. But the Drillers catcher Fiducia tried to bring back in. 3-0. There's strike one. Started right at the knees of Garcia but slid back in. Gets Martinez on the board. He works pretty quickly. Already the 3-1 pitch coming home. Wave and a miss from Garcia. High heater at 94. Everything's been down or at least outside in the zone to Garcia to start the at-bat. Tight and in was the first pitch he's seen there. 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him. A 3-0 start to the at-bat for David Garcia. But a quick battle back from the righty Martinez. His sixth strikeout of the night. There's one gone in the fourth.
And I want to know what was going on through his first seven relief appearances where he only had eight strikeouts in 17 innings because he looks like a strikeout pitcher.
First pitch to Josh Stowers. Hard ground ball up the third baseline. Backhand stab by Hosey. Long throw to first in time. One pitch and Stowers done on a ground out. And there's two gone. Zach, he was a starter for the most part of his career. And Martinez, a veteran, a bit in the Dodgers system, going all the way back to the Dominican Summer League in 2017. But by 2019, that was his first full summer in the Dodgers system with Great Lakes and Rancho Cucamonga. First pitch to Dio Edias. Missed high and inside for ball one. 85 miles an hour. Two gone. Base is empty for the third baseman, Edias. 1-0 for Martinez. Ground ball up the third baseline. Just missed the bag. Again, Hosey. Throw to first. Just like the last time. And a pair of ground outs to the third baseman, corner infielder, Cody Hosey, across the diamond to his first baseman, Yerchak. That'll do it for the top of the fourth. No runs for Frisco on no hits, no errors. Nobody left aboard. And Martinez picking up his sixth strikeout of the night. We go to the home half of the fourth. Frisco in front, 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Vista Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Already one pitch into the home half of the fourth inning with Frisco out in front of Tulsa. 3-0 our score with the Drillers coming to the plate for the fourth time tonight. James Outman standing in, the 0-1 misses outside. The count's even at a ball and a strike. Chris Jarrod, Zach Bigley with you. Traveling band this week as we pack up the show and head to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Kent's 1-1 pitch. It missed low. Two balls and a strike. The right-handed starter, Zach Kent, back out on the mound, looking for his fourth inning of work. Three scoreless behind him. And he faces the 0-1, James Outman. Righty-lefty, a long pause. Now the 2-1 pitch. Outside. Three balls and a strike. Say the scoreless three innings for Zach Kent, should say hitless as well. Zeros up on the scoreboard for the Drillers through their three innings. Kent's 3-1 offer. Inside, it nibbles at the knees for strike two. Outman was turning up the first baseline. James Outman, one of seven true lefties. Next pitch, hot grounder to Krim on one hop up the first baseline, and he's there for it. Jogs it to first and calls off Kent for out number one. A long at-bat, and against a big power threat in Outman, a big bounce back by Kent to get him to turn one over up first. One gone for Ryan Ward. Drillers have left a man aboard in each of the last two innings. First pitch to Ward in there. Looping changeup for strike one, 85 miles an hour. Righty-lefty to Ryan Ward, the 0-1. Missing down and away the slider that couldn't stay high. It's now a ball and a strike. Ward also one of seven true lefties in this card. Should say six true lefties. Next pitch, popped high in the air out to left field. Harris drifting back a bit, but still in front of the track, makes a one-handed catch. Two up, two down for Zach Kent in the fourth inning, and Andy Pages next to the plate. Apologies, it is 7, as I have Andy Pajes listed down. But a really left-handed, heavy card for the Drillers tonight. What a power team that has yet to really put the bat on the ball so far on Kent. His first pitch to Pajes is in there for a called strike one. 81 miles an hour on what might have been the big looping curveball. Righty-righty battle for Kent. The 0-1, down and away. It's a ball and a strike. Zach was mentioning a prospect-laden Drillers team, and Andy Pajes is certainly one of them. 2 home runs for him this season. It pales in comparison to his 30 last year. 1-1 pitch. Outside. Now 2-1. His high A Great Lakes Loons team had never had more than 2 20-plus home run hitters since their inception all the way back in 2006. 2-1. Over the net. Oh, it just catches the top of the net. And on one bounce, 2 bounces, goes right back to Kent. That net just contained that ball in the diamond. Now 2-2 to Pajes. Space is empty. 2 gone in the bottom of the fourth, and Frisco in front 3-0. 30 home runs for Pajes last year. It led the High A Central. 2-2 pitch. Flared over the net. And out of one outfield. Still 2-2. It led the High A Central last year. The guy that finished in second was Ryan Ward. Just flew out to left. A lot of power that the Drillers add for the season. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch from Kent, and it hits Pajes. Turns the left shoulder, and the curveball that ran right away from him, he reaches down in the dirt and grabs a good fistful of it to try and get better traction. Boy, it certainly is humid. That ball might have slipped right out of the hands of Kent. He'll go to the rosin bag as well. Third base runner for Tulsa, but no hits. It's the second time aboard for Pajes. This time the hard way, so he has to wear one on the shoulder. It allows Justin Yurchak to see an at-bat in the fourth. Righty-lefty the pitch. High for ball one. 92 on the fastball. Well, let's see. Tulsa does have a right-hander all the way out there in their home bullpen throwing. Looks to be Nick Robertson, the righty reliever. 1-0 from Kent. Wave and a miss for strike one. 91 is Yurchak. Glared back at the mound on a smile. A wave and a miss. A 7-pitch ground out victim back in the second inning. Even count. Kent's 1-1. Breaks the bat. Flare shot to center. It'll drop in for a base hit. Pajes will take a wide turn at second, but wisely stopped there as Stowers was coming into play. And there's the first hit of the night for Tulsa. Justin Yurchak, broken bat, base hit. Here comes Cody Hosey. Pajes up to second, Yurchak at first. 2 gone in the bottom of the fourth. Right off the edge of the bat, what sounded like it was right off the barrel. Now a visit to the mound for David Garcia. Justin Foskew's there, and Johnny Ornelas joins him. A little player-led visit. We see action now stirring out in the Riders' bullpen as well. Both bullpens starting to kick up some activity.
Yeah, this next pitch will be number 64 for Zach Kent. So starting to get a little bit up there in his pitch count. Just his fourth start of the season, as we've been talking about. And so far, 82 pitches is his high. So hopefully he'll be able to get through this inning and get out of this jam.
2 aboard for him. Frisco in front, 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch from Kent. Inside. 86 on a slider that got away. It's ball one to Hosey. H-O-E-S-E for the corner infielder. Sub 200 batting average. The 1-0. Lifted high in the air. This will stay in the infield. Edias in from third. Ornelas called off. And the third baseman, Edias, makes the grab and gets Kent out of the fourth inning. 2 out hit by pitch, 2 out single to Andy Pajes and Justin Yurchak. Both left stranded. and Frisco keeping Tulsa off the scoreboard through four innings. We go to the fifth. Riders in front on the road Tuesday night, 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the fifth, and there's a new Drillers pitcher out on the mound. Send it back over to Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. Nick Robertson takes over here in the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders in control of this one, leading 3-0. The day is done for Martinez. Jose Martinez, in his essentially spot start, goes four innings, allowing three runs, all earned on three hits, six Ks, one walk. Sandro Fabian, the right-handed batter, first pitch. High and inside, one ball and no strikes. Fabian did the big damage, a two-run home run to left field back in the third, providing two of the Rough Riders' three tallies offensively. Robertson, the right-hander, kicks and fires. Off the outside corner and low, and it's two balls and no strikes. So as we've been harping on, Jose Martinez entered in with just eight strikeouts in just about 18 innings. 2-0. Swing and a miss, and the bat goes helicoptering up into the netting above the Rough Riders' dugout down the third base side. It caroms back out onto the field as we have a vantage point right into the Riders' dugout, and everyone went ducking for cover. That bat went soaring out of Fabian's hand, and it's two balls and one strike. And he's going to get some new batting gloves. Better watch out.
I think he just had the one, Zach. And then now he's going back for double support here. Because he
and some pine tar.
Yeah. No, he did have two.
Yeah, he had both of the batting gloves. He's just getting new ones. From the red ones to the gray ones. Okay, you wonder how much of that is, yes, I need better grip. How much of that is, all right, I need to show that I'm doing something here. Making the adjustment. See if he can hold on to the bat. Two balls, one strike. Bases clear. Start of the fifth. The offering. He swings, breaks his bat this time. Grounds it foul, third base side. All right, so it's another trip back to the dugout. He's starting to make a small path in between the dugout and home plate. He goes and puts the bat in there. Gets tossed another one. All right, so the red batting gloves were no good. He went back and got gray ones. The red bat is now broken, and he goes back and gets a black bat. So maybe red's just not his color today.
It must not be, and that bat is the one that was the two-run shot, so that's certainly a darn shame.
Here's the 2-2. He takes high off the outside corner, and it's three balls, two strikes. Let's see if this bat has a home run in it. His third home run of the season, that two-run shot in the third. 3-0 Rough Riders, bases clear in the fifth. Pitch home. He swings, drives it foul over the top of Jared Gettert, the Riders' third base coach and manager. He had to duck out of the way. Fabian all about the friendly fire here in this start of the inning. Robertson ready from the stretch. A tall right-hander deals. Strike three called. Fastball outside corner, upper edge. One away. Fabian sat down looking by Robertson, the 6'6", 265-pounder, 23 years old, former seventh-round selection in 2019 out of James Madison by the Dodgers organization. Top of the lineup card now for the Rough Riders. Third time through, here's Johnny Ornelas. First pitch, he bunts it down the third baseline, and a beauty. Just a question if it will stay fair. It hits the chalk and stays right there. Oh, what a beautiful bunt. Johnny Ornelas placing it right down the line. And it's another hit for the Riders leadoff hitter, who was very happy to see Jose Martinez go as he struck out twice against him. But he picks up a bunt base hit here against Nick Robertson. And it's the Rough Riders' fourth hit. Oh, what a perfect bunt.
It was, too. Just, you got to think Ornelas gets here and sees a nice thick grass, especially striding to the plate there, so I can easily drop one down. And, boy, it just stayed fair.
Offering it to Justin Foscue. Low, and it's one ball and no strikes. And that's the thing about here at One Oak Field. This is a facility that also hosts soccer. And we can still see the soccer lines in the field right now from the stretch. The pitch home. A grounder foul, third baseline. And it's one ball and one strike. The field of play goes parallel with the first baseline for the soccer field. And the mound is in the soccer field of play. So the mound is actually a mechanized mound. It lowers down mechanically. And then they cover the rest of the infield dirt with grass when the soccer team plays here. But you can definitely tell where the soccer field is, not only because of the lines, but because of some of the patchiness of the grass, as it's really tough for the staff here on the field side of things to take care of it when they have to constantly change it in and out from the baseball diamond to the soccer field. So not a knock whatsoever on the grounds crew staff. It's just a really tough job. Ornelas taking advantage of the long grass in the infield. From the stretch, the 1-1. Foscue swings and misses, and it's 1-2 as he pulled the string on him. Got out in front. Foscue broke his bat on that last foul ball, had to get a new one. Robertson with the glove pinned against his chest, ball behind his back. He has his sign and sets. Kicks the 1-2. Down low. Misses in the dirt, and it's two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders a 3-0 advantage. Top of the fifth inning. One out, runner at first.
You got to think of just in a soccer match, how many different sets of feet are just all over the grass, and that's got to really be really difficult to try and keep that up.
A look goes over to first. Ornelas is back in. You think of some major league stadiums that host football. Oakland, the old Miami ballpark, and the Orange Bowl. But here it's soccer in Tulsa. From the stretch, the 2-2. A high drive deep down the left field line in towards the corner. It hits off the wall. Ornelas around second on his way to third. He slides in there safely. Foscue, the trail runner, to second. And he has his ninth double of the season. Boy, a frozen rope. Cranked down the left field line. Crashed off the middle of the wall on an absolute rocket from Justin Foscue. Their runners at second and third now for the Rough Riders, already leading 3-0. And Dustin Harris has a chance to try and add on.
Well, this is just the 17th, should say, game, and already 9 doubles for Foscue. You remember, he got the late jump on the season, so ever since he's been here, he's just been pounding the alleys really in every different direction.
Offering home to Harris. A strike of the knees in its 0-1. Chris, we were talking about on Sunday when Ezekiel Duran and Foscue were hitting at 2 and 3 in the Rough Riders order. Those two are doubles machines back-to-back. Here's the stretch and the offering. Harris watches a fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-2. Duran leading all of minor league baseball with 13 doubles this year. And Foscue hot on his tails with 9. And as you mentioned, he missed the first 2 weeks of the season, first week and a half. Pitch home. Harris swings, fouls it back into Fiducia's glove, and he strikes out. Second strikeout of the inning for Robertson. 2 outs. Runners at second and third. 3-0 Rough Riders here in the fifth, and Ezekiel Duran makes his way to the plate.
If you're thinking on a double from Justin Foscue with a guy like Johnny Ornelas at first, how does he not come in? That got a really favorable bounce for Altman and the Drillers out in left field. A really quick relay back in, too.
Pitch home. Duran takes off the outside corner. 1 ball, no strikes. Yeah, it was hit so hard. It's not like it was rolling along the grass and it gave time for Ornelas to make his way around third. No, he was sliding in there just ahead of the throw. good play from Outman, playing it well off the wall, as you mentioned. 1-0 toss. Duran swings, flies it down the right field line. This one hooks foul. One ball, one strike. Duran with a triple in the second, a single in the third. His fifth consecutive multi-hit game. Seven-game hitting streak for him now. A ridiculous 461 average in the series against Arkansas last week. Over the six games. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chased a high heater. 96 miles an hour. And it's one ball, two strikes. Rough Riders threatening with two outs here in the fifth. Already up 3-0. Runners take their leads from second and third. Foscue from second. Ornelas from third. The stretch and the 1-2. Slider off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Duran, with those 13 doubles, had that first triple of the season into the right center alley back in the second. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. And the Rough Riders threaten, but are turned away in the top of the fifth. For the Rough Riders, no runs on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. They still lead 3-0 as we go to the home half of the fifth after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders making their first trip up north this season here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Their two trips on the road so far this year had been in the Southern Division, and it had been two good stops for them, going 10-2, and they lead 3-0 so far here in this one. Zach Kent out on the mound for the Rough Riders. He winds back and deals home to Hunter Fiducia. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Bottom half of the fifth inning, it is 3-0 Rough Riders. They threatened in the top half of the fifth, with runners at second and third, couldn't score. 1-0. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Happy to bring you Road Rough Riders Baseball. You're on the Riders Baseball Network alongside Chris Jarrett. I'm Zach Bigley. Kent peels back in the 2-0 toss. Curveball misses inside. Three balls, no strikes. Kent pitching into the fifth for his second time in his mini starts. Rough Riders have had back-to-back wonderful starts as he pours in the 3-0 for a strike on the inside edge, 3-1. Six-inning starts of shutout baseball by Jack Leiter and Cole Reagans. Offering home is fouled off the plate. They have caught a piece of Fiducia, the catcher, at the dish. Three balls, two strikes. Reagans, the start on Sunday. Leiter, the start on Saturday. Kent brings in his 71st pitch of the outing. He winds back and delivers. High off the outside corner for ball four. Leadoff free pass starts the home half of the fifth. Brings nine-hole hitting Jaron Kendall to the plate. Our Friars did have action out of their bullpen. Everyone has since sat down and is just exchanging pleasantries right now. Left-handed batter at the dish. Kent kicks and delivers. High and away. One ball, no strikes.
Starting to lose a little bit of that touch, especially on the first pitches, Zach. The other walk he allowed tonight, aside from the one to Pajes, and even to Pajes, at bat that started 2-0. Jacob Amaya, four-pitch walk right there to Fiducia, 3-0 start to the at-bat.
He delivers in the 1-0. And now he started 2-0 off the outside corner, missing with a curveball, and it's two balls, no strikes. Jaron Kendall, the former first-round selection out of Vandy back in 2017, holds the hands high above his helmet. Kent delivers the 2-0. A swing and a miss. There's a really good curveball down low underneath his hands. And it's two balls, one strike.
But so far tonight, we've seen Kent do a really, really good job of allow base runners and not allow them to come in. He's had now five base runners with the walk to Fiducia. They haven't really seemed to bother him. Ball put in play, and his defense has made some plays as well.
He kicks and delivers the 2-1. High off the outside corner, three balls, one strike. Falling behind his second straight hitter. And now the Rough Riders will indeed get a right-hander loosening in their bullpen. From the stretch, kick in the pitch. High for ball four, so back-to-back walks here in the fifth inning from Zach Kent. And here comes Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout alongside Ichi Takazawa, the Riders' trainer. And they're going to go check on Zach Kent to see if he's okay. So that is not what the Rough Riders wanted to see. Kent already going on the injured list for precautionary reasons and missing a start earlier this year. And now he gets a visit from the trainer, Ichi Takazawa. And the Rough Riders' manager, Jared Gettert. It looks like Sean Chandler is loosening in the Rough Riders' bullpen.
Well, and Kent just right there said to Jared, he said, yeah, I feel good, and with a nod of the head. So I think certainly a testament to what you're saying, this might be the situation that they want to make sure is not the case here, is that Kent's going through any type of pain that he's trying to battle through. Back-to-back walks to start the fifth here.
Yeah, against the eight and the nine hitters, too. It's not what you want to see, but they're checking, and they're going to take the ball from him. All right, so he gets guided off the field by Ichi Takazawa, the Riders' trainer. And we're going to have a pitching change here with nobody out in the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 3-0 Rough Riders, and Sean Chandler will come out of the Rough Riders' bullpen, and he'll get as many warm-up tosses as he wants coming out with the Zach Kent injury. So the Rough Riders, a 3-0 lead. We'll step aside here in the fifth. Come back to Tulsa here in just a few minutes on the Riders Baseball Network.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th. Let's ride.
Get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip into the bullpen for the first time on this road trip. Sean Chandler gets the call out of the pen, taking over for Zach Kent here in the fifth. Four-plus innings for Kent in his start. Rough Riders leading 3-0. But he walks two to start the fifth inning and comes out. And he was taken out by Ichi Takazawa, the Riders' trainer. And so Sean Chandler getting as many warm-up tosses as he needs to get ready because of the injury to take him out. Line still not finalized for Zach Kent because of those two walks. But as it stands right now, shutout baseball through four innings, allowing just one hit, striking out four and walking four. But with the inherited runners and nobody out, a tough position for Sean Chandler coming out of the Riders' bullpen. And Chris Chandler, a guy who joined the Rough Riders most recently out of anybody here on this roster, he has been really good out of the bullpen for Frisco.
He's been pretty solid, and a guy that's come in and can be able to lock it down and joins a Frisco bullpen, Zach, that this season has been really, really good. You talk about the six-inning starts, or at least the five-plus inning starts that we've seen out of the Riders the last stretch of games. That's what it does. It just does a huge amount of favors to your bullpen where you can make clean inning changes. Things are a lot more tempoed, and you're not having, I think the biggest point is you're not having so many guys come in and pitch. So this is a tough spot for Sean Chandler to come into. And you know what? It's his job now to try and finish what otherwise has been a really solid start for Zach Kent. Four innings, and without those last two back-to-back walks, would have been four Ks and two walks. But hoping that Chandler can try and make quick work, maybe hope for something on the ground to make quick outs.
And just to add on to what you said about the Rough Riders bullpen, their 3.28 ERA is the best in the Texas League as a bullpen. They have been really good, and even though Sean Chandler comes in with an almost 5 ERA, definitely misleading because of his two runs allowed over two-thirds of an inning in that appearance in Midland, but his other three appearances have all been an inning and all been scoreless. So he inherits two runners in this bottom half of the fifth. Hunter Fiducia, the catcher, is at second. Jaron Kendall with excellent speed at first. Top of the lineup card for Jacob Amaya. Righty-righty matchup. Chandler pins the ball behind his back, has his sign come set. On the first base side of the rubber, a tall righty deals. First pitch slider misses inside. One ball and no strikes. Chandler, 25 years old, out of Iowa Western Community College, native of Bellevue, Nebraska. He has his sign come set. Kicks and delivers in the 1-0. Fastball misses high and away. Two balls and no strikes. As mentioned, the Rough Riders bullpen has just been fantastic. And outside of the ERA, they have limited hits at a very, very furious rate. Chandler ready from the stretch. He kicks and delivers. High and inside to Amaya. Three balls, no strikes. Rough Riders bullpen just surrendering a 183 batting average against as a staff. Remarkable numbers, and Chandler himself limiting opponents to a 200 batting average through four appearances. He delivers in the 3-0 pitch to Amaya. Fastball high, ball four. So three walks here in the inning for Rough Riders pitching. Two from Zach Kent, one on four pitches from Sean Chandler, has loaded the bases up. Michael Bush stands in now with the bags loaded and nobody out. Rough Riders leading 3-0, but that lead is in danger.
Very much in danger, and this is really a scary time to allow back-to-back-to-back walks. And Michael Bush tied with Ryan Ward, both sitting second in the Texas League with 9 home runs this season, Zach. It's a scary time, but let's see if Chandler can battle through.
A lot of power from the stretch, and time called by Isaias Barba. Pitch clock violation on Sean Chandler. So he misses with his first four pitches. And now a pitch clock violation, and it's one ball and no strikes already behind Michael Bush, the number three prospect in the Dodgers organization. Ready from the stretch. Chandler slightly closed off, black cleats. He kicks deals. Way high and outside. Curveball missed out of his hand, and it's two balls, no strikes. Rough Riders in big danger now with Chandler behind in the count 2-0. From the stretch, Chandler delivers in. High off the outer edge, three balls, no strikes. Chandler has yet to pour in a strike.
Well, and it's between Ken and now Sean Chandler, 18 pitches in this inning. And only three of them have found the zone. So it's trying to just at least get the ball over the plate at this point for some of these guys.
Bush waits on the 3-0. Here she comes. She's inside. Ball four. Four walks in the inning consecutively to start the frame forces in the Drillers' first run of the game. And here comes Jeff Andrews out of the Riders' dugout, and he's going to go chat with Sean Chandler. The bases are still loaded with nobody out. One in, it's 3-1 Rough Riders, and all of a sudden Tulsa is on the scoreboard and threatening in a big way. They already had a grand slam on the season from Michael Busch, so walking him, while not a great idea, wasn't necessarily the worst idea by any means either. They have just one grand slam on the year. It was from Michael Busch. Overall, though, this season with the bases loaded, Tulsa has not been very good. Just a 4.96 OPS. They've scored 12 runs in their 23 at-bats with the bases loaded. Here's James Outman, who's 0-for-2 today. He has 6 home runs on the year. The number 17 prospect in the Dodgers organization, in from the left side against the right-hander Chandler with the bases loaded. First pitch. Outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Missed with a breaking ball. 9 pitches from Sean Chandler. I should say 8. All have been out of the zone, including 1 automatic ball with a pitch clock violation. Ready from the stretch. And the offering in. Outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Chandler just trying to find the zone right now. Rough Riders have surrendered 2 grand slams this season. On the pitching side. 2-0. Inside and low. 3-0. It's like the Rough Riders are allergic to the strike zone here in this inning. Wind blowing in from left center field here in Tulsa with a 3-0 pitch due to Outman. Chandler from the stretch. He deals. Low and inside. Ball 4. Kendall comes in to score from third. 5 batters have come up to the plate here in this 5th inning. All 5 have been awarded free passes and 3 consecutive walks from Sean Chandler without throwing a strike. Grant Wolfram, the lefty, has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen out in right center field. Chandler deals with the left-handed hitting Ryan Ward. First pitch. Inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Oh. You just feel sorry at this point. Open stance for the left-handed batter, tied for second in the league with 9 homers. Chandler's pitch. Inside and low. 2 balls, no strikes. Thirteen pitches for Chandler, 0 strikes from the stretch. The 2-0. There it is on the inside corner for a called strike with a curveball, and it's 2-1. Hopefully that'll jumpstart him back in. 5 batters up to the plate in the inning. 5 walks. Here's the stretch once again. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball low and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes on the dangerous Ryan Ward. 0-for-2 today, a ground out and a fly out with the bases juiced. Nobody out here in the 5th. 3-2 Rough Riders lead. The pitch. Outside for ball 3-2. Wolfram furiously getting ready. Out of the right center field bullpen for the Rough Riders. This might be the final batter for Sean Chandler, who comes set. And the right-hander kicks and delivers the 3-2. Down low and inside, kicks away from Garcia off to his right. That brings in a run as Amaya crosses home, and it's the 6th consecutive walk for Rough Riders pitching to start the bottom half of the 5th inning. We're tied at 3. Andy Páez will not face Sean Chandler. Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout, and he's going to go get the right-hander. This is an appearance that Sean Chandler would like to forget as soon as he leaves the dirt on the mound here at One Oak Field. Grant Wolfram gets the call out of the Riders' bullpen. Frisco all tied up with Tulsa, 3-0, still, or 3-3, I should say. Still nobody out with the bases loaded here in the 5th. On the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With the love.
Grant Wolfram comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen, inheriting the bases loaded with nobody out. Tie game at 3-3 here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, alongside Chris Jarrett. I'm Zach Bigley, and this is a tough inning for the Rough Riders. Andy Páez will be the first man that Grant Wolfram will face. The Rough Riders have seen six batters in this fifth inning. All have been walked. Three of them on four pitch walks. Sean Chandler saw four batters, and he walked all of them. It was started out by Zach Kent, who ends up allowing two runs over his four-inning start as his line has come to a close. And Sean Chandler is done after not recording an out. He walks three. They are all currently on the base paths, or walks four, I should say. One has come in to score. So right now his line, no outs recorded, no hits, one run, four walks, no Ks. Here's the left-hander Grant Wolfram. 6'8". He comes set. Andy Páez, the right-handed batter, first pitch. Off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Bases loaded with Michael Bush at third, James Outman at second, Ryan Ward at first base. Bottom half of the fifth inning, tied at three. Wolfram readies. The 1-0. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes.
Zach, of 8 of the 12 outs to the first four innings for Zach Kent were balls put in play. And that's really the unfortunate thing here is into the fifth is that Tulsa, for the most part, has just kept the bat on the shoulder, and they are certainly willing to take a pitcher, too, with the success rate that Riders pitchers have had trying to find the zone here.
That's 2-0 here on Páez. The offering in is high off the outside corner. Three balls, no strikes now. Grant Wolfram has had a problem with his control this year. A 7.04 ERA on the season in his five appearances. 7 2/3 innings, 10 walks to 9 strikeouts. The 3-0 pitch on the way. Fouled back to the netting. 3-0 green light by Páez. And it's 3-1. Wolfram trying to get out of a huge jam. He looks in for his sign. The left-hander has it, comes set from the middle of the slab. He kicks and deals the 3-1 pitch. High for ball four. Seven straight walks by Rough Riders pitching. Bush comes in to score. Outman to third. Ward to second, and this is just getting ridiculous. It's the ninth walk by Rough Riders pitching in the game. Seven men have come to the plate. All have been walked. And here's Justin Yurchek. Left-handed batter, first pitch. Fastball strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Yurchek. 1-for-2 with a single to center in the fourth. Tulsa still just has one hit. That Yurchak single. 0-1 from Wolfram. Fouled back. 0-2. A strikeout would be huge for Wolfram. For some semblance of positive at the very least. Bags packed full of drillers. Wolfram from the stretch. 0-2. Stride three call with a breaking ball in the inside corner. He sits your check down and then ends the streak of seven consecutive walk by Rough Riders pitching. First strikeout for Wolfram. Cody Hosey bats now, the ninth man up in the inning.
It's been a really good stretch for Wolfram, Zach, in the last two appearances. Ended April, two strikeouts but three walks. None of them came in. And then the last time out, two Ks in an inning against Arkansas at home. So trying to bring that into a really tight spot here.
He deals home to Hosey. Bounces in there. Great block by Garcia, keeping it in front as that one bounced about 6 feet in front of home plate. And it's one ball and no strikes. And that's a good point, Chris. He has been really good. Went on the development list for a couple weeks. This is just his second appearance since coming off the development list. First one against Arkansas in the last series, a scoreless inning. Wolfram ready from the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Fastball high. Two balls, no strikes. Heater at 94. Michigan native. Rough Riders trailing 4-3. Bottom of the fifth inning. All four runs coming in this frame. 2-0. High pop-up. Right side. Foul territory. Krim, the first baseman, over towards the tarp. And he watches it sail into the seats. Two balls and one strike. Inning the Rough Riders would love to forget. You got to get out of it first. And they'll try and turn the page. Trailing 4-3. Here's the left-handers. 2-1. Fouled away right side. He's even to the count at 2-2. Strikeout would be huge here. Even bigger would be a ground ball.
Turn the page. Bob Seeger, Michigan native. Grant Wolfram, Michigan native. Is that what, that's just no, how you drew it up,
that's
eh?
Exactly what I was
okay.
going for. Yeah. There's a lot of song references we can make here in this instance. The 2-2. Liner in a right center field. That's down into the gap. Cut off by Fabian. Outman comes in to score. Ward gets held at third. An RBI single for Cody Hosey. Just the second hit of the inning. Second hit of the game, I should say. First hit of the inning. And it's now 5-3. Tulsa out in front.
A five-run inning now that, as you say, just one hit. That should really tell you the course of actions and how tough they've been for Frisco here in this inning. It's really a really brutal frame, Zach, but in terms of a game's perspective, only down two runs now. There is one out. You can still get out of this, and it's a two-run ball game going into the sixth, so you still have to salvage what you can.
Here's Hunter Fiducia now, left-handed batter, first pitch. Breaking ball inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. That's the positive sign. Rough Riders do have one out.
I'm positive today.
Woohoo! Here's the set. And the offering in. Off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. And that is the thing, is the Rough Riders came into this with a 3-0 lead. So it's not like this is extending a lead by any means. It's now 5-3 Tulsa. Wolfram, the offering home. Just off the outside corner and low. Two balls, one strike. A ground ball would be huge. Rough Riders infield to the pole side for the left-handed batter with Dio Edius nearly the only man on the left side of the infield, the third baseman even with the bag. 2-1. Takes inside. Three balls, one strike. The 10th man up to the plate, meaning this is officially batting around territory. Fiducia began the inning against Zach Kent, the Rough Riders starter, with a walk. The 3-1. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. 3-2. Good fastball at 95 from Wolfram. He's drawn the count full. From the stretch. The 3-2 pitch. Off the outside corner, ball four. Ward scores from third. Pajes to third. Hosey to second. And Hunter Fiducia with his eighth RBI of the season. Second walk of the inning for him. It's the eighth walk of the inning for Rough Riders pitching staff. And that brings Jaron Kendall up. And time called. Here comes Jeff Andrews, Rough Riders pitching coach. What is it? Mama said there'd be days like these.
Yeah. Now it feels like baseball. We were cruising there for a while. That actually, I got to hand it to Wolfram. That 3-2 pitch was a really good, tempting pitch. Looked like sliding action over the zone. But in the grand scheme of things, why would Fiducia try on a pitch that's close, or even somewhat close, on a 3-2 count with how this inning's gone? And just kept the bat on his shoulder and got the benefit of a call that on a pitch that was on its way down and outside of the zone. A good pitch, but with how this inning's gone, you're going to take that, take your chances.
Andrews back to the Riders' dugout. 6-3, Tulsa leads it. Bottom half of the fifth, bases loaded, one out. Lefty-lefty, pitch to Kendall. A line drive in a right field, in for a base hit. Pat Páez scores. Hosey to third, he stopped right there. More station-to-station baseball for Tulsa. It's been a carousel here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. An RBI single for Jaron Kendall, his third RBI of the year. And it's now a 7-3 ball game. Tulsa a 7 spot here in the bottom of the fifth.
I'm running out of room on my card.
Yeah, you and me both, my friend.
Very stacked.
Top of the order, Jacob Amaya now, who walked on 4 pitches earlier in the inning. Pitch from Wolfram, high off the outside corner. 1 ball, no strikes. Well, we've officially reached the highest scoring inning by a Rough Riders opponent this year. Previous high was 5, so that was a couple runs ago. Pitch home to Amaya. Inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Nearly took him out. 7 runs in on just 2 hits. 8 walks for the Rough Riders. Bases still loaded, 1 out. A left-hander from the stretch, middle of the slab. He kicks and delivers. A hard line drive, foul left side, nearly took the dome of Cody Hosey off at the third base. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike.
Looks like Grant Anderson, Zach, getting loose for Frisco.
Anderson has been really good for the Rough Riders out of the bullpen. Here's the 2-1. Fouled straight back, 2-2. Rough Riders hoping that Grant Wolfram can get a ground ball here and get out of the inning. We'll pick up a strikeout here with 2 strikes. Runners their leads from all bases. Wolfram's 2-2. A fly ball into left field, hit well. Harris back near the warning track. He's under it, makes the catch. Hosey tags from third. He comes in to score, and it's 8-3 Tulsa. Now, it's the first time since the third batter of the game the bases haven't been loaded. Fiducia and Kendall stay at their respective bags. Hosey scores from third on the sack fly from Jacob Amaya. Nearly a grand slam out to the warning track in left field. He picks up his 16th RBI of the season. 2 outs here in the fifth inning for Michael Bush. 13th man up to the plate in the frame. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into Garcia's glove. 0-1.
I thought it was. Just off the bat. Must not have been hit. Well, it certainly wasn't hit hard enough, but sounded good. It didn't take Harris too far, and I believe the wind is coming in a little bit.
Yep, blowing in from left field. Michael Bush, an RBI walk earlier in the inning. Wolfram's 0-1. High and inside. 1 ball, 1 strike.
Zach, Grant's done better against left-handed hitters. Grant Wolfram here, the Riders reliever, than he has against right-handers. His splits are basically just about split. 4 Ks, 7 walks against righties. And 5-3 against lefties.
The 1-1. Off the outside edge, 2-1.
That's 5 strikeouts, 3 walks. So just likes pitching inside, tight at the hands, and then away from left-handed hitters. And then coming in against right-handers this season, just struggled a bit.
Here's the offering home. High off the outside corner, it's now 3-1. Runners at first and second, 2 outs. Wolfram tucks the glove to his chest, looks in for his sign. He's got it from Garcia. From the stretch, the 3-1 pitch on the way. Off the outside corner, ball four. Ninth walk of the inning for Rough Riders pitching. Jared Gennert at the top of the step of the dugout, and here he comes. So here comes the third pitching change of the inning for the Rough Riders. It's the 59th pitch of the inning for Rough Riders pitching. And James Outman will see Grant Anderson when we come back. Holy cow. What an inning. Eight runs in for Tulsa. It's 8-3. Drillers lead. Grant Anderson jogging out of the Riders bullpen. We'll tell you more about him when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, fans. Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Anderson out of the Rough Riders bullpen trying to stop the bleeding here in the fifth inning. Eight runs in for Tulsa. Bases still loaded. Two outs. James Outman bats. He had an RBI walk back in the fifth. From the stretch, Anderson with the Rough Riders trailing 8-3 delivers home. Fastball in there for a strike in the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Grant Anderson has been really good for the Rough Riders this season, so it's good to see him come out of the pen. From the stretch, he kicks and fires in. Swing and a miss. He's ahead 0-2 on a good slider. Anderson 1-0 with a 1.76 ERA through his nine games so far this year. He looks in from the stretch and fires home the 0-2. Grounded foul right side. Still no balls, two strikes. Anderson working on seven consecutive scoreless outings. He has been dynamite for Frisco. He looks in, has his sign come set. And the 0-2 pitch on the way to Outman. Strike three called, top of the zone. Grant Anderson comes in and mercifully brings the bottom of the fifth inning to a close, but not before eight runs come in for Tulsa. On two hits, no errors, and three left on the base paths. Rough Riders down 8-3 as we go to the top half of the sixth inning from Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, an inning to forget in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Welcome back to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. If you're just joining us, it's 8-3 Tulsa out in front of Frisco. Rough Riders had their worst inning of the season on the pitching side of things, giving up 8 runs. We'll break it down for you a little bit as Blaine Krim steps in. It's 5-6-7 in the Rough Riders order. Krim to be followed by Garcia and Stowers. Nick Robertson out on the mound. From the stretch, the righty pitches. It's high and inside. One ball, no strikes. 63 total pitches in that bottom half of the fifth inning. 8 runs, 2 hits from the stretch. The 1-0. Krim takes high off the outside corner. 2 balls, no strikes. 4 pitchers used, 3 pitching changes. 9 total walks in the inning, 6 with the bases loaded. From the stretch, here's the 2-0. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. And Chris, as much as we've harped on the pitch clock this season, can you imagine how long that inning would have been without the pitch clock?
A lot of steps off the mound. Would have been really brutal.
The offering home. A fly ball into right center field, chasing Páez back to the warning track. He's at the wall. It's gone. Blaine Krim with an opposite field solo home run, his fifth of the season. And the Rough Riders cut into the deficit. They now trail 8-4 here in Tulsa.
Well, Robertson's been off the mound for a long time. And in between innings here, you and I exchanged to each other that this game's not over. We said that when it was 4-3, now 4 runs later, but now 3 runs later, the deficit should say. It's 8-4 Frisco trailing, so a lot of ball game left to be played, and this is a Tulsa bullpen that we've been told has really struggled and been on the ropes coming into this week.
Here's the pitch to Garcia. Down the middle for a strike, 0-1. To that point, this bullpen for Tulsa, a 7.57 ERA here at home. From the stretch, the 0-1. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. You can look at that and say, hey, that's pretty good for the Rough Riders, but also the Riders came in with the best bullpen in the Texas League, a 3.28 ERA, and the bullpen just gave up 6 runs. The pitch, a check swing and a miss on a good offering high, and it's one ball and two strikes on Garcia. Rough Riders do hit their second home run offensively tonight. Cedro Fabian, and then Blaine Krim. Pitch home. Garcia chops it right side. The second baseman, Bush, has it. Chest high, slings it on to first, and gets Garcia. One out here in the sixth inning, and Josh Stowers bats now. Rough Riders trailing 8-4. Stowers 0-2. Strikeout and a ground out. A lot of time for the Rough Riders to claw on back in this one. The pinch. This is high. One ball and no strikes. Robertson came in the fifth. Allowed a couple hits on a Johnny Ornelas bunt single and a Dustin Foscue double. The 1-0. Up high, and it's two balls and no strikes. That's Justin Foscue. And Rough Riders had two aboard with one out, but Dustin Harris and Ezekiel Duran both struck out against the right-hander. 2-0. Stowers chops it foul back behind home, and it's 2-1. And this would be a perfect time for Stowers to break out of his slump, trying to snap an 0-for-18 at the plate. From the stretch, the 2-1. Off the outside corner, 3 balls, 1 strike.
I think this is how you work your way back in this ballgame, is just having pitches rack up and tally up for Nick Robertson. Now a 3-1 count. Garcia had 4 pitches there. Krim, 4 pitches.
The 3-1 is fouled straight back. 3-2.
This is certainly a way to start it. When you trail by 4, let's try and just get multiple different guys in from that Tulsa bullpen, as they already have another right-hander up and tossing. It looks to be Tanner Dodson.
The 3-2. Stowers cracks it down the third baseline and foul. Still three balls, two strikes. Hard line drive. Rough Riders center fielder. Back in from the right side, the former Louisville Cardinal. Robertson ready from the stretch. First base side of the rubber. Glove comes to a stop at the chest. He delivers. Just off the outside corner for ball four. But Josh Stowers works a one-out walk. Dio Edias makes his way to the plate now. Edias hit by a pitch and scored in the third. Grounded out to third in the fourth. And time called. Scott Hennessy emerges out of the dugout for Tulsa, the manager, and he's going to make a pitching change. Nick Robertson done after facing three batters here in the sixth. Rough Riders trail 8-4, and we get another pitching change here in this ballgame. Tanner Dodson will come on for Tulsa. We'll introduce you to him when we come back here in the bottom or in the top half of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dio Edias climbs in for the Rough Riders against a new pitcher out of the mound. It's Tanner Dodson, who takes over for Nick Robertson. Dodson, the right-hander, delivers home. A check swing on the inside corner, a called strike anyway. And it's 0-1. Dodson, D-O-D-S-O-N. Right-hander with glasses. From the stretch, he deals. Grounder foul, third base side with Stowers on the move, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders trying to claw their way back, trailing 8-4. Tanner Dodson trying to not allow that to happen, though he has had a very tough season so far. From the stretch, he fires. Iron inside. One ball, two strikes. A Sacramento, California native. Drafted out of Cal in 2018 by Tampa Bay. He's making his ninth appearance. The pitch is chopped on the ground. First base side. The second baseman, Bush, comes up fields. Throws onto first and gets Adias. Stowers down to second on the play. And there are two outs here in the sixth inning. Sandro Fabian hits now. Fabian, 1-for-2 with a two-run home run. For Bush, that was really only his only play he could make on a soft grounder. He was shifted to pull. It was hit the opposite way by the right-handed hitter, and he forced Bush to go a long way to get that ball. Pitch to Fabian. Inside, one ball, no strikes. The Rough Riders with a runner at second. And two outs now here in the top of the sixth, trailing 8-4. Dodson looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the 1-0 pitch rides in on Fabian. Two balls, no strikes. 1-0 this year, but a 12-6-0 ERA in eight appearances for Dodson. A scoreless outing his last time out against Wichita, but his first time against Wichita was not so pretty. The pitch, breaking ball, settles on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. He allowed 5 runs on 6 hits in 1 inning in game 3 of that series in Wichita, including a home run. 2-1 is cut on and missed. 2-2. Right-hander looks for his sign. He's got it. Comes set. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him off the outside corner with a breaking ball. And the Rough Riders are turned away here in the sixth. But one run across on one hit. No errors. One runner left on base. A Blaine Prim solo home run. Starts the top of the sixth inning. And the Rough Riders now trail 8-4 as we go to the home half of the sixth here on the Riders Baseball Network. Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th. Let's ride. After a 6-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom six in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ryan Ward in from the left side. First pitch is outside. It's one ball and no strikes. So the Rough Riders in their first inning on the pitching side of things since allowing 8 to Tulsa in the home half of the fifth. It's 8-4. The pitch. He swings and smashes it into right center field. Fabian over to his right. He cuts it off and holds Ryan Ward to a hard hit single. Boy, that ball was crushed. Andy Pajes makes his way to the plate. Pajes has not recorded an at bat tonight. 2 walks and a hit by pitch. The Riders have walked 11, a new season high. Anderson looks in for his sign. He's got it. He comes set and deals home. Fastball, strike, upper edge, outside corner, and it's 0-1. Anderson came in as the fire dampener in the bottom half of the fifth inning, recording the final out. 0-1 toss. Slider, inside edge, a called strike. What a beautiful pitch, and it's 0-2. Right at the belt. Anderson has been that guy for the Rough Riders all season long. After allowing the back-to-back-to-back home runs in his second appearance of the season, he kicks and delivers in the 0-2. Slider fouled away right side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. 7 consecutive scoreless outings for him after that. Ward leads from first. Pius, the number 4 prospect in the Dodgers system. Down in the count, 0-2. The pitch. Fouled away right side, up over the netting, floating onto the sweet level and up out of the ballpark. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Chris, you and I had a chance to kind of explore things before the game. Hopefully we'll do some more exploring as we continue here in the week. What a beautiful ballpark here
really
in Tulsa.
Is.
From the stretch, the 0-2. Off the end of the bat, pop-up, foul territory right side. Krim converging with Garcia. Garcia makes a basket catch right in front of the Drillers dugout. There's the first out of the sixth. Justin Yurchak makes his way to the plate. 8-4 Tulsa out in front of the Rough Riders. We got to go on the suite level, and we were just in awe of the alumni that have come here through Tulsa. I mean, it's like a National League All-Star team, basically, as the Dodgers and the Rockies were the last two affiliates. From the stretch, Anderson deals home to the left-handed batter. Fastball strike at the thigh level, and it's 0-1 on the inside corner. And then before that, they were a Texas Rangers affiliate, so guys like Mark Teixeira and Sammy Sosa and big names in the Texas Rangers organization came through this level at the AA Texas League back in the day. 0-1, ground ball up the middle, right to the shortstop. Johnny Ornelas, who picks it, steps in the bag, throws onto first and gets him for the double play, and we'll continue that chat as we go to the seventh inning. Nice inning for Grant Anderson. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. The Rough Riders trail 8-4 as we maneuver to the top of the seventh, where Chris Jarrett will take over on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at One Oak Field in downtown Tulsa, where a Riders lead all the way back when has now diminished. 8-4 Drillers as we start the seventh inning. Still the righty reliever Tanner Dodson on the mound. He'll face the top of the Riders' order. Johnny Ornelas stands in right side. First pitch, way high and inside for ball one. Fresh start for Frisco here to start the seventh. Still 3 innings left to be played, and a 4-run deficit that can certainly be made up for. So we start the seventh. 1-0 to Ornelas, the next pitch. That misses low. Down and inside for ball two. Ornelas tonight, a pair of strikeouts and a bunt. Dodson came in for the final two outs of the sixth. 2-0. Across the plate, but way low. And in the dirt, 3 balls, no strikes. Frisco tonight, they've had a lot of scoring opportunities, but they've struggled again. 3-0. Middle. Called strike one on the fastball at 93. Riders now 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. 3-1. Pulled off the inside edge of the bat from Ornelas. Just missed the second deck. A sweet level behind home plate up the third baseline, actually, and it's now 3-2. Probably ball four to Ornelas.
Probably would have hit him if he didn't hit
him. Yeah.
It was so far inside.
Way inside, and then self-defense swing that just skipped past the hands. And Ornelas, right before the 3-2, called for time. And I mean, as Tanner Dodson was motioning home. I don't know how he got that one. 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ornelas a 1-for-4 night, but it's been a difficult start to the series as he's retired to begin the seventh inning. 3 strikeouts for the starting shortstop. A bunt base hit back in the fifth, and he was stranded at third. Second baseman Justin Foscue's next. I want to talk more about our trip throughout One Oak Field as the first pitch to Foscue misses inside, a little low for ball one. I'm new to the Texas League this year. Had no idea that the Drillers had the history they did. 1-0. Pounds the zone for a called strike one. Of course, knew that they had been in the Dodgers system for the last stretch of years. 1-1. Tight inside. Now 2-1. Boy, Dodson might not allow us to talk as much back and forth as we'd like to. Maybe Justin Foskey will as he steps out from the right side. Troy Tulowitzki. Nolan Arenado had no idea, but of course, prominent Rockies. 2-1 inside. It's now three balls and a strike. Just a lot of names that you see, and you just, as you walk along, you go, wow, 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 and the list gets longer and longer. 3-1. Hart ground ball up the third baseline. Hosey coming in, throws to first, and it's in time. And there's two gone. Started to say hard grounder. Solid contact off Foskey's bat, but boy, it died in the grass. Eventually got to Hosey, made a quick throw to first base. Base is empty for Dustin Harris.
This Tulsa Drillers team has been around since 77. They were a Rangers affiliate from 77 to 2002, then the Rockies until 2014, and the Dodgers from 2015 to now.
First pitch to Harris is flared up the third baseline, and that drops just fair into the corner. Dustin a turnaround first. Outman lasers the throw back in. But Harris standing at second base with a two-out double. First hit of the night for the left fielder Harris as he picks up double number 5 on the season. That allows Ezekiel Duran to come to the plate. Righty-righty matchup to Duran, who's tripled already tonight. First pitch to him. Low and blocked for ball one. You mentioned the Texas League. This is a league in itself that has gone back for a number of years since its inception. 1-0 outside. It's now two balls and no strikes. They've got the Hall of Fame class in the first year of the Texas League Hall of Fame in 2004 outside in the little cafeteria that they have up here in press row. 2-0, wave and a miss to Duran. That's now 2-1. A lot of names, including some current National Baseball Hall of Fame guys. Two balls and a strike to Duran. Hard ground ball up the third baseline. Hosey lets it get past him and slip into left field, should say. Harris around third, and he'll easily come in to score. Duran pulls into second and drives in the fifth run of the night for Frisco. And they inch a little bit back closer. I do think that skipped off of Hosey, and they do mark that a base hit.
Third hit of the night for Duran. So, RBI single.
Yeah, Ryan Denick will come out and have a chat. That, Zach, is the first run-scoring hit with a runner in scoring position for the Riders tonight. It makes it an 8-5 ball game in the top of the seventh. They have been 0-6 prior to that. That's a tough play for Hosey with how high it bounced. The bounce the second time around would be just as high. And just as awkward to field. So you have to get to that before it lands. He didn't. Here's Blaine Krim. First pitch. Catching down and away. The zone. Strike one. Krim's gone deep tonight. Looking strikeout to begin the second. For the first down in the second, should say. His first hit came in the sixth. 0-1. Way high and inside. Boy, it breezed the nose of Blaine Krim. Got a few mustache hairs there. It's now 1-1. Start of a 6-game series beginning tonight in Tulsa. Ready, the pitch home. Hard ground ball up the third baseline. They call it fair. Kicks off the wall and towards Outman. Duran comes in from second, and now Krim motoring to second. He's in standing. And another run coming in with two outs in the top of the seventh. 8-6, Tulsa having their lead dwindled by two-out production by Frisco here in the top of the seventh. That will do it for Tanner Dodson. Blaine Krim, with his sixth total base of the night, a solo homer in the sixth, an RBI double in the seventh inning. 8-6, Tulsa having their lead dwindle fast, and the Drillers going to reach into their bullpen for another time tonight. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, come back to see if Frisco can keep this scoring started in the seventh, trying to make Tuesday night a ball game.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dodson out of the ballgame in the top of the seventh. That'll make way for the right-hander Mark Washington. 1.13 ERA for the tall, lanky right-hander. 6'7", 205 pounds. The 26-year-old into the ballgame to face David Garcia. First pitch outside for ball one. Rough Riders started the seventh with a Johnny Ornelas strikeout. Justin Foscue ground ball up the third baseline to Cody Hosey. But three consecutive hits to bring in runs. And now another chance for Garcia. Righty-lefty as Washington comes home. Thought about from Garcia, and it missed down and away for ball two. He held the bat in a good, convincing spot. And Isaiah Sparba didn't even question if Garcia went around. It's 2-0. Krim at second base. Before the pitching change, he knocked an RBI double off Tanner Dodson. 2-0. That drops in. A little high. Garcia watches it for strike one. The catcher tonight has already brought in a run. It came back in the second inning with Ezekiel Duran at third. Leadoff triple for the DH, Duran. 2-1 from Washington. Just missed. High across, above the chest of Garcia, and it's now three balls and a strike. Dustin Harris began it with a double up the third baseline. Ezekiel Duran with an RBI knock that got past Hosey. And then Blaine Krim with a double pass, Cody Hosey, the third baseman. 3-1's lifted high and shallow to left. Altman coming in and now drifting way to his right. Deep down the line, makes the catch. And that will do it. Frisco, ever since giving up eight in the fifth inning, they have been busy. One in the sixth, now two more here in the seventh, trying to chip their way back into this ballgame. 8-6, Tulsa hanging on to a two-run lead. We've arrived at the seventh inning stretch. Stepping aside from One Oak Field, we'll come back for the home half of the seventh next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right-hander Ty Tiedemann in from the Riders' pen. Set to face the Drillers. Bottom half of the order. 7-8-9 coming up to the plate for the bottom of the seventh. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you from downtown Tulsa. Boy, that breeze feels nice. First pitch from Tiedemann. In there for a loud called strike one. Frisco trying to pick up the pieces. They allowed 8 runs in the 5th inning in what can simply be described as a disaster. 0-1 is a high chopper and it just bounces foul. Edias was charging in. Thought it deflected off Hosey. It didn't. The first bounce dropping just to the left of the chalk. Quickly 0-2. An inning in the 5th that had 8 runs come in. 4 different Riders pitchers on the mound. Ty Tiedemann on the hill as the 5th pitcher tonight. 0-2. Chopper, this will be fair and in play as Garcia in front of the plate. Fields and throws to Krim at first in time. 2-3 ground out for Hosey. He's now 1-for-4 tonight. The catcher, Hunter Fiducia, is next. ...59 pitches thrown. With those walks in the inning, 6 of them with the bases loaded. Righty-lefty from Tiedemann to Fiducia. It's in there for a called strike one. Just 0-for-1 tonight for the 8 hitter. He walked twice in the 5th. Pretty easy. Next pitch from Tiedemann. Outside. Now a ball and a strike. At One Oak Field, they will sing the 7th inning stretch. And then they'll sing Sweet Caroline as well, but tucked in between that, they'll sing You're Doing Fine from Oklahoma, the title song. Pretty fitting. 1-1 outside. It's now 2 balls and a strike. Kind of like deep in the heart of Texas that you'll get at Riders Field. It's a state staple. Everyone knows the words. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball opposite way and foul up the third baseline. Tiedemann evens up the count. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. An ERA this season for Tiedemann that is right at 9. Entering today with a 9.22. But the ground out on Hosey in real time, it drops to a 9.00. Next pitch. Laced up the middle of the infield. Ornelas sliding to a stop. Gloves it. Throws to first in time. And put a star next to the 6-3 to Johnny Ornelas to retire Fiducia. 2 gone. Jaron Kendall's next. Ty Tiedemann from Long Beach City College was highly regarded by the Rangers back in 2016 when they took him in the 8th round. Righty-lefty to Kendall, the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Last time out for Ty, a strikeout in 3 innings. Just 1 run came in. 0-1. Shot foul into the net above Frisco's dugout, and the Tulsa ball boy tried to catch it on its way down. Couldn't make the play. It's 0-2. More effort than I'd give. 3 innings was just beneath the longest for Tiedemann. as the 0-2 misses outside. It's now 1-2. His longest came on April 13th, 3 1/3. What are you smiling at?
Is that more of a comment on you or the ball boy?
He has more effort than I would.
Okay.
So that can be a yes answer to that question. 1-2. Ducks it and it missed low. Kendall works the count back even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Base is empty in the bottom of the 7th. Frisco has fought back a bit. It's 8-6 Tulsa. The 2-2. Grounded foul over towards the Drillers dugout, and the count remains even. Got to be happy with what you've seen offensively. Really a super crooked number by Tulsa. They've scored all 8 of their runs in the bottom of the 5th, and they really didn't do it on swinging the bat. Frisco pitchers putting themselves in a headlock. 2-2. Just missed the inner edge. And a pitch that certainly was inside for ball 3. The count's now full. Kendall had one of the hits in the 5th. Lifted high in the air out to the right center field alley. Charging in. Fabian dives. Did he make the catch? He did. Sandro Fabian with one of the defensive plays of the season for Frisco to rob Jaron Kendall of his second hit of the night. It didn't look like there was a prayer for Fabian to run it down. Oh, but he did. We're done in the 7th. Unbelievable. Oh, a play that you'll have to see to believe from Sandro Fabian. It just dazzles this crowd in Tulsa. We go to the 8th, and a little momentum for Frisco, trailing 8-6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride. After a 6-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the 8th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Already a pitch into the top of the 8th inning. 7-8-9 due up for Frisco. Mark Washington, the righty reliever for Tulsa, the 0-1. That's way inside. Missed the zone. It was the 1-0, beg your pardon. So now 2 balls, no strikes to Stowers. He's 0-2 tonight. Washington comes home. Hard ground ball towards short. On a couple hops, Amaya's got it. Long throw to first, and it's there for out number one. Stowers now 0-3 with a walk back in the 6th inning. Got a good jump on a pitch from Washington, but just over top of it to ground out left side of the infield. Dio Edias is next. Bottom of the order has produced, but the only hit, 6-9, came on a 2-run shot from Sandro tonight. First pitch. Edias slaps one over the top of the lip of the overhang, and that ball has left one outfield. 0-1 to Edias. Defense shifting pole side to the third baseman. 0-1, again opposite way on a late swing, and it catches the net above the Drillers dugout. Quickly 0-2, and Edias will take the long lap around Fiducia and Barba behind the plate. Back in from the right side in a bit of an open stance. Washington the 0-2. Lifted in the air. That's headed for the alley in left field. Drops in a base hit. Edias takes a turn at first, but satisfied with a one-out single. His first hit of the night. And that'll bring the tying run to the plate in Sandro Fabian. just made a play that will rival any defensive effort by Frisco this season to end the seventh inning. Josh Stowers' catch into the wall on the last homestand comes to mind. Righty-righty to Fabian. First pitch drops in off-speed for a called strike one. And he flipped it to Stowers with a smile as the two jogged in to end the seventh inning just a few moments ago. Washington looks down, and now a quick move to first. Eddie steps back in safe. Still 0-1 to Fabian. Frisco trailing 8-6. If you missed any of our action tonight, you missed a lot of scoring in the home half of the fifth inning. 0-1. Lifted in the air to shallow center. Outman coming in, but it's Bush, the second baseman, to make the catch. And there's quickly two gone. Top of the order, Johnny Ornelas on a 1-for-4 night with three strikeouts, looking to shake it off. He can try and produce a hit.
You mentioned the bottom half of the fifth inning. You want to know how odd this game has been. Just look at the line score. Eight runs on four hits for Tulsa. Frisco, six runs on 10 hits.
Righty-righty as Washington sets the first pitch. Ornelas watches one catch the outer edge for a called strike one. Tough way to start the at-bat for Ornelas. Did not want anything to do with that one. 0-1. Washington comes home. Bounced and a nice pick by Fiducia to keep Edias at first base. That's a play that a lot of baseball spectators can take for granted, but how smooth catchers are behind the plate is something certainly to be acknowledged. One ball, one strike to Johnny Ornelas. Tying run. Next pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Frisco trailing by two in the top of the eighth. And down to their final four outs tonight. What a difference at least just one run would do. But it's going to have to be hit in a great spot for Ornelas with Edias at first base. Trailing the count 1-2. The pitch home. Chopper foul at the plate. Still 1-2. Got a good one. Ornelas tonight has had a difficult time putting the bat on the ball on good pitches that he's seen. All three of his strikeouts, he's gone down swinging. And that's something against the grain of what we've discussed about Ornelas this season. Contact guy just finds a way of putting the bat on the ball. 1-2 pitch. In the air, hard hit to center field, but right at Kendall over his head. Stabs the ball out of the air. High with the left glove and pulls it down. It fooled him just as much as it fooled me, but Jarrett Kendall robbing Johnny Ornelas of extra bases, starting in, then sprinting backwards, and couldn't reach any higher. He makes the catch on a hard line out for out number three. Tough result, but we go to the home half, and the Riders going to need sharp pitching to keep this a two-run deficit. 8-6 Tulsa on Tuesday night on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco held scoreless for the first time since the fifth inning, and Ty Tiedemann back out on the hill. First pitch is a wave and a miss for strike, fouled away for strike one. Top of the card for Tulsa, 1-2-3. So it's Amaya, Bush, and Outman. And a train steamrolling through downtown Tulsa rolls on by. The 0-1 again inside, and Amaya chops it dead at the plate for strike two. Ty Tiedemann back out on the mound. And Ty has a younger brother, Ricky Tiedemann, just 19 years old. Holds just about the same size as Ty. He's 6'6", Ricky 6'4". 0-2, belted in the air to center. Stower is right at the 8 spot, retreats a little bit, and makes a catch. One gone. Well, certainly not as hard hit as Ornelas had, or maybe it was, but Stower's deeper than where Jaron Kendall was on Johnny Ornelas. A shot off the bat that if that gets down and finds the alley, it's at least 3 for Ornelas. Edias comes in to score, and the tying run would have been in scoring position. Instead, Jaron Kendall pulls it down. Here's the second baseman, Michael Bush. First pitch from Tiedemann. Back to the net on a foul ball, 0-1. Ricky Tiedemann, a left-handed pitcher, counter to his brother, who will come home from the right side, is actually the 6th-ranked prospect in the Blue Jays system. Otto Lopez headlining that category, 0-1 outside. Now a ball and a strike. He's listed as the 4th-best prospect. The Blue Jays have 4 different shortstops in their top 5, or guys that can play shortstop. Next pitch is a chopper right side of the infield. Foscue can't jog it down. And a one-out base hit for Michael Bush, his first of the night. That is the first hit for the top 3 hitters for Tulsa tonight. Amaya, Bush, Outman all 0-for despite, let's count them, 5 walks split between the 3. It's Michael Bush to come up with the first base hit of Amaya, Bush, and Outman. Hard chopper that Foscue started in on it and knew he got a bad step. Started to retreat, but it was by him by then. Righty-lefty to James Outman. Tiedemann's first toss. It's up high for ball 1. Now we mentioned Ty's brother Ricky because he won the Florida State League Player of the Month, let alone Pitcher of the Month. He was the Player of the Month. 1-0 pitch. Hard fly ball out to right field. Fabian on the move, but does not have nearly as much speed to track this down. Stood no chance. It's back-to-back hits for the Drillers in the 8th inning. Bush up to 2nd. Station to station with now Altman at 1st. One gone for Ryan Ward. Tiedemann in April, 20 innings, an 0-90 ERA. 33 strikeouts and 3 winning decisions. An 0.75 whip. Not bad. Making his big brother Ty proud. See soldiers on through the Rangers organization. Tiedemann giving up back-to-back hits. Lots of fresh set from Garcia. Now coming to the set. Kicks and throws. Ward chops one left side. Ornelas sets and throws to 3rd for the 2nd out. They retire the leadoff man Bush. Ornelas hesitated either to double-think himself or at least allow Edias to get to 3rd. And I think it was the latter because instinctively Ornelas turned to 3rd and it looked like that's where he was going the entire time. So Ward down to 1st on the first pitch on a fielder's choice. 2 gone.
Smart play for a couple of reasons. One is momentum's going that way. Also, because they were in the pole side shift for the left-handed batter, Foscue was about 3 miles away from 2nd base. No way you could turn that at 2nd. So just a smart play from Johnny Ornelas.
First pitch to Andy Pajes, lifted in the air and over the net. Right side. And it'll thud off the top of the ceiling of One Oak Field, 0-1. Well, and also, too, it's not even like Ornelas checked to see. He knows where Foscue's at on the defensive alignment. Good instincts for the 2nd out. 0-1. Down and away from Pajes, and the count's even at a ball and a strike. Zach mentioned back in the 6th inning before Pajes popped out to Garcia just in front of the Tulsa dugout. And I mean just in front, basically next to the railing. But aside from that, hadn't logged an official at-bat. One ball, one strike. Hard hit ball right to Ornelas at short, and he's there for it. Might have blistered the bat of Pajes as he hit it right on the screws to Johnny Ornelas. Pulls it down, and that'll do it. Two base hits off Ty Tiedemann in the eighth inning. No action from it. Still all eight runs from Tulsa coming in that monstrosity of a fifth inning. We go to the ninth, and the Riders down to their final three outs. Zach Bigley back with you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Guillermo Zuniga takes over out of the bullpen for the Drillers as we go to the top half of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trailing by 2-8-6. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along on this series opener here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. First trip for the Rough Riders out of the state of Texas so far this season. Looking for a come-from-behind win here in the ninth inning against Zuniga. The right-hander, the fifth pitcher used tonight by Tulsa. Rough Riders have also used five pitchers for the first time since April 26th, 12 games ago. Justin Foscue leads it off, righty-righty. From the stretch, first pitch, fastball, inside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Guillermo Zuniga, 23 years old, 6'5", 230 pounds, the Columbia native. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home to Foscue. A strike on the outside corner, 0-2. Their fastball at 97 miles an hour. Foscue, 1-for-4 with a double off the left field wall today. That was back in the fifth inning, 0-2. Chopper, third baseline. Hosey comes up fields, fair territory, slings it on to first and gets it. One out. Boy, we've seen a number of balls right down the third baseline tonight that have been high choppers, and Hosey, to his credit, has kept his composure, waited for the ball to come down every time, made the play and thrown across for the out. He's been impressive at the hot corner today, Chris.
Well, and just on Foscue, three of the five balls he's put in play have resulted in 5-3 putouts.
Here's Dustin Harris now, first pitch. Inside, nearly hit him. He almost went around on the swing, trying to get out of the way of that ball. And it's one ball and no strikes.
Surprised he didn't just wear one there.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough. Of course, you want to try to get out of the way.
Rough Riders need base runners, though. They down sure by do. 2-8-6 here in the ninth inning. Ezekiel Duran on deck. Dustin Harris is 1-for-3 today with a double. The pitch. He swings, turns on it down the right field line and foul. One ball, one strike. His double went to left field, a bloop double that was just fair. He walked back in the third. Harris's fifth double of the season. Rough Riders still waiting for that bat to awaken when it comes to extra base hits. You know it's in there. From the stretch, the 1-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders jumped on the board first, a run in the second, two in the third. Tulsa put up eight in the bottom half of the fifth inning from the stretch. The offering home. Swing and a miss. Two and two. Good breaking ball down underneath Harris's hands. Count evens at two balls, two strikes. The Rough Riders scored a run in the sixth, two in the seventh to claw their way back, and they trail by two now. Harris in from the left side. Zuniga the set. And the 2-2. Fouled away left side. Still two balls, two strikes. Both these teams riding two-game winning streaks entering into this one. Tulsa had to face red-hot Wichita with all the weather problems they had. They lost the first three games of that series, resulting in an eight-game winning streak for Wichita. From the stretch, the 2-2. A fly ball off the hand, shallow left field. Outman in and off to his right. A left fielder's under it. He makes the catch. Two up, two down here in the ninth inning, and here's Ezekiel Duran, the last hope for the Rough Riders.
Well, coming into the ninth, Zach, this was the stretch of the lineup that you wanted to have come to the plate here. Foskey with a double tonight, Harris with a double, and he scored. And then Ezekiel Duran, the best bat of the bunch so far tonight. And if anyone else, it's Blaine Krim who's on deck.
This is the guy you want up, like you mentioned, 3-for-4 tonight, the pitch. He swings and misses, and a good slider away, and it's 0-1. Duran, singling, doubling, and tripling. He's a home run away from the first Rough Riders cycle in franchise history. From the stretch, the pitch home. Chopper, third base side, a high one for Hosey. He picks, throws onto first, got him, and Tulsa takes game one. The Drillers, on the back of an eight-run fifth inning, win it 8-6 and take down the Frisco Rough Riders on this Tuesday night. The Rough Riders fall to 17-11 on the season. Tulsa improves to 16-11 on the young year. Chris Jarrett will have the postgame show for when we come back here to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Rough Riders fall 8-6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call, this one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh my goodness.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th.
Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at One Oak Field in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you post-game as the Rough Riders fall tonight and have that two-game win streak come to a close. 8-6, the final score. If you're just now catching our action, you have to be pleased with what you saw from the Riders offensively tonight, despite some woes with runners in scoring position. They score one in the second, two in the third, one in the sixth, two in the seventh. So a pretty steady attack on 10 hits, and not too much that you could gripe about. It's just the fifth. They allowed eight runs in the bottom of the fifth inning on three hits by Tulsa. A Drillers team tonight that wins 8-6. Despite being out hit by Frisco 10-6, it was tough. Frisco gave up two of those six hits in the eighth inning, so a Drillers team that had four hits through the seventh inning, and they were leading with eight runs up on the scoreboard. So a lot of walks. Frisco saw four different pitchers take the mound in the fifth inning if you missed any of it. Eight runs came in on just two hits with three pitching changes, just less than 60 pitches used, and six walks with the bases loaded on top of nine walks total. It was really a blemish on otherwise a solid night away from that. Saw a pretty decent start tonight for Zach Kent. Four innings, two earned runs on just one hit, four strikeouts, and then they gave up four walks. Two of them came before he departed in the fifth inning. A ball game tonight of 2 hours and 44 minutes, but it certainly felt longer than that. And a pretty decent Tuesday night crowd at Tulsa. 5,284 fans came out, and you could hear them certainly in the fifth inning to help power Tulsa to now their third win on the season, and they continue to win ball games after ending that series against Wichita, as Zach mentioned, with back-to-back wins on the Sunday doubleheader. Drillers now 16-11, 7-6 at home, where they played better on the road, just as the Riders. Frisco entered today with a 10-2 road record, now 10-3 away from North Texas, and their record moves to 17-11, despite Tulsa's 16-11. We'll go ahead and step aside and take a deeper dive into the box score and take a trip around the Texas League and their affiliates when we come back on the Riders postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco falls tonight, 8-6, the final score.
Carbontec safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. 8-6 the final. Frisco falls tonight to begin the six-game series in Tulsa, despite out-hitting the Drillers 10-6. Chris Jarrett back with you on the Riders post-game show. Let's take a trip through the Riders' box score tonight. It was just David Garcia and Josh Stowers that were unable to come up with a hit. Johnny Ornelas, Justin Foscue, Dustin Harris, all finishing with one hit tonight, as did Dio Edias and Sandro Fabian. And Fabian with a two-run shot. That was to give Frisco what was at the time a 3-0 lead in the top of the third inning and gave them a heck of a lot of momentum, especially at the time behind what was a really strong start for Zach Kent. He was through three innings with four strikeouts, two walks allowed, but hitless through three. Came out for the fourth and allowed a hit, but no runs came in. And then the fifth. Eight runs came in with four different pitchers and nine total walks between those four pitchers. It was just a really, really tough bottom of the fifth that at any point you were begging for it to be over. And for the most part, it's because you knew that you were just past halfway through a ball game. You still had the sixth through the ninth. And Frisco, credit them, they did score some runs. They scored three after that to erase what was an 8-3 lead. It was 8-6. They brought the tying run to the plate in the eighth inning, but couldn't get anything to come of it, and they fall 8-6 the final tonight. Hit-wise, really not much to report about for Tulsa. No one with a multi-hit night. Michael Bush, 1-for-3. Everyone with an RBI, though, just about everyone. Only one driller tonight with no runs batted in, or should say runs walked in, because that, for the most part, was what it was bases-loaded walks that were allowed by Frisco tonight. On the pitching end of things, Jose Martinez came in for the Drillers, made his first start of the year, allowed three earned runs on three hits, six strikeouts for a season high, a guy that entered today with seven appearances and just eight strikeouts total on the season. He nearly doubles that in four innings of work, his first start, and it certainly looked pretty good. As Zach mentioned, a spot start, but wouldn't be surprised if he gets worked in the rotation a bit more to see if he can give Tulsa at least three off the jump. It's Nick Robertson that gets his first win of the season for Tulsa. Gives up an earned run, 3 strikeouts though, a walk, and 3 hits total. Tanner Dodson came in for an inning and a third, gave up 2 runs and 2 strikeouts. No walks though. That's one thing that the Drillers were really solid at tonight. Aside from Jose Martinez and Nick Robertson, your first two pitchers, after the sixth inning, they did not allow a walk. The final 3 tossers on the Drillers bullpen staff tonight, no walks allowed. And it was Guillermo Zuniga that came in with an inning and got his 4th save of the season. For Frisco, a 4-inning start for Zach Kent tonight, 4 strikeouts, but those 4 walks, 2 of them coming in his final inning that he saw working. Sean Chandler with the loss tonight, 0-1, did not record an out, and 4 walks with all of them coming in. Put Grant Wolfram in a tough spot, 2/3 of an inning recorded. He also allowed 3 walks, 2 earned runs. And then Grant Anderson and Ty Tiedemann, credit them, 3 hits combined in 3 1/3 innings. No runs on just those 3 hits, no walks, and a strikeout tied between the two. Again, a ball game that took 2 hours and 44 minutes. It certainly felt like a lengthy ball game tonight. We already mentioned some of the finals around the Texas League, with Springfield topping Amarillo in a tight one, 11-10. Northwest Arkansas over Wichita, 7-4. And ball games still going on. Arkansas and San Antonio got a later jump. And it's the Travelers back on the road, should say staying on the road after that series at Riders Field. They lead the Missions 5-2, the score in the top of the 6. Midland hosting Corpus Christi this week at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And the Hounds in front 8-4. Corpus Christi has made 4 errors tonight. And then, of course, our game, Tulsa, topping Frisco with an 8-6 final score. Let's get you some scores around the Texas Rangers organization. Round Rock in action tonight, as it's a Texas and Dodgers AAA and AA matchup. Round Rock hosting the AAA Dodgers from Oklahoma City, and it's the E-Train in front at Dell Diamond. 6-3 currently the score. They scored 4 in the bottom of the 3rd inning. But the Dodgers with all 3 of their runs in the last 2 innings. Down East, Downing Lynchburg tonight, 7-6 the final score. And Lynchburg also with an error-cladding game. They give up 4 tonight in a ballgame that saw 5 total. Greensboro topping Hickory, and the High A Crawdads couldn't get the win. They fall 6-4. They scored 3 in the 3rd, but that was about it. Just 1 more run after the 3rd inning. Well, that'll shut down our broadcast for tonight, as we'll wind it to a close. Wake up bright and early tomorrow with Frisco Rough Riders baseball coming your way at 11:05 a.m. Going to be early for Zach and I at One Oak Field here in Tulsa. Frisco looking to bounce back and certainly looking for a big performance on that end of things, just to try and build on what they did right tonight and see if they can try and tie together a couple of wins before the start of the weekend. 8-6 again, the final score. That broadcast at 11:05 tomorrow morning. We'll be on the air about with a 10-minute countdown, 30 minutes out. We'll be live with pregame coverage 20 minutes out. So you'll have Frisco Rough Riders baseball with your morning coffee at about 10:40 a.m. Here in Central Time. So looking forward to bringing you that morning baseball. It's Kids Day at One Oak Field tomorrow morning. Going to be a loud bunch of youngsters in the seats and hoping that we can see some strong Frisco Rough Riders baseball again tomorrow. Well, for my broadcast partner tonight, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett saying so long one final time from Tulsa. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, fans. Until then, as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.